Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
All right, today is a Monday. It is April 13th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, while President Donald Trump, has not given a specific date calling for an opening up of the country, the focus of the economic task force being set up by the White House is to find ways to have large sections of the United States open by May 1st, administration officials have told ABC News. The president continued to predict the country will quickly return to normal and bounce back like never before, but he has limited when he says that when that exactly could begin. Many governors have instituted stay-at-home orders and other lockdowns until at least June. On Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top expert on infectious disease, told CNN, "I think it could probably start, at least in some ways, maybe next month. It's so difficult to make those kinds of predictions because they always get thrown back at you if it doesn't happen. We are hoping that at the end of the month, we could look around and say, okay, is there an element here that we can safely and cautiously start pulling back on? If so, do it. If not, then let's continue to hunker down."
Kathy, I don't know if you saw, but he specifically mentioned the Fish concerts coming up.
So. No. Yeah, oh, well, okay.
He did.
Wow. At least it's important to somebody other than me.
It's on his radar.
Okay.
All right. You and Fauci case. Yeah. That's good.
It's Fauci.
By the way, Kathy, it's Fauci.
Oh, Fauci, sorry.
No problem.
While many countries around the world and cities in the United States are pointing toward positive signs that social distancing might be finally flattening the curve, the novel coronavirus death toll continues to be staggering. In the U.S., more than 529,000 people have been diagnosed with COVID-19, the disease caused by the new respiratory virus, according to data compiled by the Center for Systems Science and Engineering at Johns Hopkins University. At least 20,602 people in the United States have died, and the highest out of any country. Now, the Pennsylvania Department of Health reports that there are at least 22,833 positive cases of COVID-19 across Pennsylvania. That was as of noon on Sunday. The department also reported 13 new deaths among positive cases, bringing the statewide total to 507. Governor Tom Wolf predicted that Pennsylvania will see a surge in new virus cases in the coming week, as more than 1,600 new cases were reported on Saturday. Wolf implored residents to continue to self-isolate to get the worst of the pandemic behind them and allow the state's economy to gradually open back up. Modeling from the University of Washington suggests that Pennsylvania could hit its peak in hospitalizations and deaths late next week before the numbers gradually drift down through the middle of May. Wolf's Health Secretary, Dr. Rachel Levine, said that there won't be one peak, that the different regions of the state will peak at different times. Now, Philadelphia and its suburbs, as well as other several counties in northeastern Pennsylvania, have been hit particularly hard by COVID-19. Mark Roberts is the director of the Public Health Dynamics Laboratory at the University of Pittsburgh, which is doing its own virus modeling. And he warned on Friday that a peak doesn't mean that Pennsylvania is out of the woods. He said the numbers could very easily spike again if people leave their homes and businesses and open up too quickly. The Pennsylvania Department of Public Health announced 234 additional confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Philadelphia on Sunday. That brings the total number in Philadelphia in the city to 6,386. New Jersey's governor said Sunday there are models that suggest their state's coronavirus crisis is reaching its peak, but others indicate the worst impact may be still weeks away. Governor Phil Murphy told CNN the healthcare recovery must occur before economic recovery takes place, and he's concerned, same thing, that reopening and relaxing social distancing too early could backfire. Murphy also announced Sunday that another 168 people in the state have died, bringing their death toll to 2,350. He said that there was also 3,733 new cases, making it nearly 62,000 to be sickened from the pandemic. And also on Sunday, officials in Delaware said two additional people died in their state, bringing the total to 35. The most recent death involved a 33-year-old woman and an 88-year-old woman who were both residents of a long-term care facility in Sussex County. Not sure if it was the same facility or not. And they both had underlying health conditions. To date, 1,625 cases have been confirmed in Delaware. Strong winds, trees that are coming down, and power outages all could happen today across the Delaware Valley. From the New Jersey shore to Pennsylvania, electric companies are assuring customers that they are staffed and ready to go. Camden County officials said that their crews are trying to get a communication network together through all of the municipalities. Officials said there is a lot that you can do at home to stay safe, including charging all your batteries, keeping plenty of water bottles filled, and get your flashlights ready. A high wind warning has been issued for most areas until 7 p.m. tonight. Winds will gust 50 to 70 miles per hour at times. A wind advisory is in effect in the northern suburbs with gusts over 50 miles per hour. Now, the winds will be capable of blowing down trees and power lines, and widespread power outages are possible, along with some general property damage. Rain can be heavy at times today. They're saying about 1 to 2 inches in many areas, which could lead to flooding. Thunderstorms will also be likely both this morning and in the afternoon. Some of these storms could bring severe severe weather, knocking down trees and bringing down wires. An isolated tornado is even possible. Which is what,
Kathy, as we sit in the middle of a pandemic, would it be okay at this point to ask God to knock it off?
It's okay to ask.
Come on!
It was nice yesterday, though. Yeah, we had that.
Yeah, but I mean, for crying out loud, with the winds and so you're trapped inside because of the coronavirus. And your power goes out, you know.
Yeah, that's the last thing.
Come on.
There were like 10 people killed in a tornado yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. I saw that.
Stop trying to pep us up.
Yeah, sorry.
I thought that was like the lighter news. I was like, well, there might be a tornado.
Right.
We won't have to talk about coronavirus.
Only 10 deaths.
It's all about perspective.
Yeah. It is. Absolutely. Glass half full, right?
All right. And you know what? And I should like reorder these sports stories because there's a terrible story in sports too. So hey, let's do sports.
Hey, let's go.
Ball sacks are yummy.
And you know what? As Casey Kasem once said, it's hard to come out of all of that screaming and yelling with like a sad story. So that's usually why we put the sad stories at the end of sports. So we'll start in the NBA. Various executives and team medical personnel have been discussing possible protocols to get players ready for games whenever that might be. One of the ideas that has been proposed is a 25-day program for players to go through before they start playing again. Under the plan, players would go through an 11-day stretch of individual workouts in which they could maintain a level of social distancing. If that goes well, and if permitted by medical officials, the idea would be to allow for a 2-week training camp with entire teams participating. The NBA will formally wait until May to reassess the shutdown. LeSean McCoy said he isn't ready to retire despite his decline in production the past two seasons, and he believes that he has multiple seasons left in the NFL. In an interview over the weekend, the former Eagle said, "I really just want to play two more years." The 31-year-old free agent running back, who completed his 11th NFL season in 2019, said, "My body feels good, so I will let my body speak for when I'm done." McCoy is a 6-time Pro Bowl selection. And in tragic news, Edmonton Oilers forward Colby Cave died Saturday morning after suffering a brain bleed earlier in the week. He was only 25 years old.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Wow. Cave's wife, Emily, released a statement confirming the news. "It is with great sadness to share the news of our Colby Cave passed away this morning. Both our families are in shock, but know that Colby was loved dearly by us, his family and friends, and the entire hockey community and many more. We thank everyone for their prayers during this difficult time." Cave was airlifted to Sunnybrook Hospital in Toronto and had been in a medically induced coma after having emergency surgery to remove a cyst that was causing pressure to the brain. Emily and other family members were unable to visit Cave in the hospital over the past few days because of COVID-19 rules. Absolutely terrible. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. And on the heels of a very serious story, I'm going to talk about something very petty right now. Casey always brings me a cup of coffee as we get started the show. It's one of the wonderful things that he does around here. And in the midst of the sports story, I took a sip. Of this oil, this sludge.
Oh, no.
And so I'm guessing that our sister station, fellow morning man Dave Cruz down the hall, made this coffee this morning because he doesn't know where the line on the cup for the amount of grounds that you put in the coffee
it blows my mind.
Is located.
Here's
you
the thing.
Even I had a discussion with him about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to defend him a little bit, though. You guys have to understand that not everybody likes the coffee,
Kathy,
the way you make it. You guys make it so light,
water. You have no grounds to stand on here.
Because
here's the deal. Dave doesn't want to make coffee. He wants to make a devil's food cake. Because when you pull the tray out, the coffee grinds, and I'm not embellishing here, are all the way up to the top of the tray. So he's filling it with coffee.
And we didn't make the line. We didn't, you know, there is a measuring cup that has a line. And Kathy, the line is
it's just a suggestion.
It's also big, right?
What are you talking about? You can either a little bit above it.
Hang on. You can either go to the bottom of the line, the middle of the line, or the top of the line, and anywhere in there, it's going to be fine. He doesn't even care. The line doesn't even exist. I'm like, why are you even pouring it in the measuring cup?
No, he's not even using the measuring cup. I guarantee you he's taking the bag and pouring
I caught him using that's how we know it's Cruz, because I caught him using measuring cup, and it was all the way up to the top of the measure. I'm like, why are you even using
it? So, you know how sometimes in science fiction movies they'll have, like, you know, like danger, lethal? He goes right to lethal.
Yeah, exactly.
Case, what did he say when you had the conversation with him? Like, what's his, does he just like it that way?
He's very, very aloof, you know, and he had some sort of a jokey answer. And the jokey answer, you know, it's kind of like me here in the studio, Kathy. Sometimes the jokey answer doesn't go over too well.
You did comment that when you made the comment to him, he was actually standing on the ceiling when he answered you.
But Kathy, you should err on the side of lighter and not heavier out of courtesy for other people in the office, I would think.
Yeah, when you're it for several people, you have to. It's like Alfonso Ribeiro on America's Funniest Home Videos. He's pandering to the entire country, right? So he's got to be like a little bit saccharine, right? So when you're making coffee, it's for the entire office. So you got to, you know, you can't just do it just the way you like it.
Just give me one second.
Maybe
there.
He can make it.
When you're making coffee, think of Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah, right.
I would say this, just try not to kill us. That's the eating diary put out there.
I was so looking forward to that sip, and I took a sip.
Don't worry, I'll make more.
You saw the look on my face.
I did.
I'm like, oh,
and then I got
God,
offended
like
as if I made the coffee. I just poured it. I didn't make the coffee.
Well, I wasn't looking at you.
I know. I don't know why.
Have we learned nothing from Alfonso Ribeiro, Preston?
Please. All right.
That's the theme of the morning.
Anyhow, I thought I'd bring up something petty and light outside of all that heaviness. Yeah.
You started a fire.
Yeah, I did. So I didn't mean to do that. No, it's okay. Hang on. Let me get through this, and then the coffee can hold. So I wrote down a note, and I showed it to Casey. And the note says, I don't want to know who won the Daily Rush Madness.
Okay.
I want to know, I want it to be like the Oscars. I want to open it up and see who the winner is.
I'm the same. So Marissa, for the past couple of weeks, has been bringing out a list of the winners. I never look at it. I wait for you to say it on air. Good. I enjoy it that much more.
So
In
these uncertain times, we will find out who the champion is. Yep. This morning, we'll probably do that in the 7 o'clock hour, I would imagine. Sure. Or should we get to the bizarre, as you would imagine? We should probably have talked about this ahead of time. That's what we're
whatever.
Sure.
No,
it's
anyhow,
yeah, let's do it. Let's do it in the 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock hour. Okay.
So we'll do it after this entertainment segment coming up in a little bit. We have some other things going on today. It's the return of the Rock Refund. So yes, money galore. A chance to win $500 twice this morning alone, and then throughout the day. And we'll get you the details in a little while. Guest wise, we have Billy Gardell.
Love Billy Gardell.
Yeah, he's great. He's a super nice guy. He's going to be popping in. And it's Bob Hart's Bishola. The show's on CBS, and we'll talk to him. And we also have a representative of the Red Cross giving us an update on the Preston and Steve blood drive. So we'll get those details a little bit later on as well. Word of the Week prize. I haven't even looked at this yet. What do we have? $300 Duncan E gift card. Pretty sweet deal. So listen up for your chance to win. We'll do the letter of the day at the end of the program, and then we have an announcement with Pierre when he comes in.
Yes, that's right.
So we got some good stuff. Let's go ahead, take a break, come back in a second. We'll get into the entertainment report with the stupid question and so on. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Stream WMMR anywhere you have an internet connection. Check out the mobile app or go to WMMR.com. You'll figure it out from there.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, so stupid question this morning. We are going to give away a digital download of Just Mercy, and that stars Michael B. Jordan, Jamie Foxx, and Brie Larson.
We had them in here.
Yeah, we had...
Lawyer it's based on.
Yes, and we had... From
The Watchmen.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I can't remember. Okay.
The guy from The Watchmen.
The dude from The Watchmen. I'll get it in a moment.
Tim Blake Nelson?
That's the one!
Nick, you won!
I was counting on you, Nick.
You're going to get a free download of The Scorpion King.
Right. Yes! All right. So anyhow, the question that I have for you this morning is, in the Braille...
language?
God damn it, man. I can't think today. I'm writing stuff down and trying to think something in the Braille.
You know, you're excited about Tell It to My Heart, the Bachelor tonight.
That's what it must be. Yeah. The Braille alphabet is the word I was looking for. So, what is the maximum number of dots in a Braille character?
Maximum number of dots in a Braille character.
Yeah, 215-263-WMMR. Call now if you know the answer. So what is the maximum number of dots in a Braille character?
You know, I was taught a little Braille. I was able to read a little bit of Braille.
No way.
I used to tour with occasionally with a blind comedian who read in Braille. And it's very, when you see him, he would buzz right through it.
Sure.
But it's kind of cool.
Yeah. I've been teaching myself Braille for the past, 20 years or so. I keep forgetting because I only teach myself when I'm at the ATM machine. And when I'm waiting for my money, I close my eyes. I'm like, okay, that is A. And then, you know, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I forget every single time I get back to the ATM machine. I'm like,
so
okay,
it's working.
Well, hey.
You're a master.
Baby steps, Preston. Yeah, right, baby steps.
All right, so we'll see if we can get an answer while I'm going through some birthdays. Today is Monday, April 13th. It is drummer Max Weinberg's birthday. Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, of course, and his son plays with Slipknot, and you got to be damn good to play in that band.
Very kinetic.
Intense drum parts.
He was the band leader for Conan for the longest time. Did he suffer from any sort of muscle damage, or where there was an issue he had for a while,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he had tendonitis or carpal. He might have had carpal tunnel, but yeah, he apparently got through that and has managed to continue to drum. He's 69. Rick Schroeder. Who was originally on Silver Spoons and then NYPD Blue. How does this make you feel? Rick Schroeder is 50 years old.
What in the F?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Unbelievable. Last time I saw him was in the Coat of Many Colors, the Dolly Parton movie.
Oh, yeah?
So there were like two movies done about her childhood, and he played her father.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What?
I know, yeah.
He played Dolly Parton's father?
Not current
father?
Dolly Parton. No. He played little girl Dolly
little
Parton.
Little girl Dolly Parton. Okay, yeah. I gotcha. Caroline Ray, the comedian, actress, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, she is 56. Tony Dow from Leave It to Beaver.
I loved Leave It to Beaver.
He was Wally.
Did you watch that show?
I did, man. When I was a little kid, and I'm talking grade school.
It was in repeats.
Leave It to Beaver was still on. Yeah, it was repeats, but it was on every morning before I would go to school, black and white, and I didn't care, and I'd watch it.
Well, the thing with Leave It to Beaver, it was the first show that I can remember that approximated and got correct the way kids talk to each other.
Yeah.
Like there was, it wasn't the usual, like, a father knows best sort of conversations.
Right.
It was the kind of stuff the way kids would talk. And it was really cool. Yeah.
It actually, because I watched it not that long ago, probably within the last 3 years, I watched a couple of episodes. And I think it still holds up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It's funny.
All right. I believe it. So, Tony Dow, 75 today. Paul Sorvino, the actor, Goodfellas, The Firm, father of Mira Sorvino, is 81 today.
There's a scene in Goodfellas that I love when he has to turn his back on Henry Hill, you know, when he's come to him and he says, I'm going to do this and then I'm going to turn my back. And it's over. And he knows if he doesn't leave and leave the area, he's a dead man.
My favorite scene with him in that movie is when the restaurant owner is talking about... whacking Tommy, and he's maybe it might be a good idea. And Paul Sorvino is just staring at him,
yeah,
expressionless,
right? He knows
and does not move and just stays that way for a while. And I'm like, all right, that's pretty badass. So he's 81 today. Ron Perlman, Sons of Anarchy, Hellboy, Beauty and the Beast, he is turning 70 today.
He's a favorite of genre fans, and he's been in a whole bunch of stuff. And I think he has his own movie that he just directed.
Okay.
But yeah, he's a talented guy.
Speaking of talented guy and a friend of the show, Glenn Howerton.
Wow.
From It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Dennis is 44 today.
So I told binged some of that over the weekend. Sorry, Steve. I binged some Sunny over the weekend just because I'd run out of other things to binge.
And, me too, Nick.
It's one of those things, Casey, where I forget how funny it is, and then I dive back in, and then I find myself laughing, literally laughing out loud.
So, Nick, not a week goes by where I don't spend at least an hour or two watching the bloopers and the outtakes from It's Always Sunny, because and the same ones will crack me up all the time. But he, Glenn, has, I think, you wouldn't think, just looking at the cast, that he would have, I think, the most hilarious outtakes, because his dialogue is always so pompous.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It just lends itself to
I
it.
Mean, listen, the entire cast is they're messed up, right?
Yeah.
But
oh,
he's easily the most diabolical.
Well, he's the one who thinks he's the least messed up.
Yeah.
And he's quite possibly the most messed up.
Yep. Glenn is awesome. He's 44 today. Allison Williams.
Wow.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. What I wouldn't give to, well, you know.
Get Out was a big breakout role for her. She's 32 today.
And her dad, of course, is Brian Williams.
Yeah, that's right.
Did she get her butt?
She got her butt munched on Girls.
Girls, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also on Get Out.
In Get Out.
In fact, in everything she's ever been in. And Peter Pan, when she did Peter Pan.
Yeah, it's in her contract that there must be a butt-munching scene.
I see here you demand a butt-munching scene in every one of your movies.
Then the last birthday I saw is singer Aaron Lewis of Stained. He is 48 years old today.
Or he's just known amongst his friends, Mr. Positive.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That stuff is so down. It's so down. I don't even want to. No. All right. It's too damn early in the morning.
All right, fine. We'll pick.
There you go. Even better. He's 48 today. All right, and those are your birthdays. By the way, so I got a text from somebody that says Tim Blake Nelson wasn't in Watchmen. He was in the show, The Watchmen.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
They got it wrong. They were thinking the movies.
So. Oh, yeah.
But he is in that. All right, let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. What is the maximum number of dots in a Braille character? 215-263-WMMR is the number. And we're going to go to Victoria for our answer. Good morning, Victoria.
Hi, good morning.
What are the maximum number of dots in a Braille character?
Six.
That's correct.
Really? Yep. And what character?
Hang on a second, Victoria. Oh, I don't know. But the shape of it, there can only be six. So I don't know what... a six-charactered character.
I think it's Waka Waka.
A six-dotted character. I'm not sure. So you got it right, Victoria. Hang on. We're going to get your information. We're going to give you a digital download. Just Mercy, starring Michael B. Jordan, Jamie Foxx, and Brie Larson. Based on a powerful and inspiring true story that follows lawyer Brian Stevenson and his history-making battle for justice to defend an innocent man. Own the digital movie now and the Blu-ray tomorrow, so you'll be able to get it then.
So Gilbert Gottfried had a thing, I guess it was a TikTok video, and he tells this old joke that still cracks me up. Somebody handed Stevie Wonder a piece of matzah, and he rubs his fingers over it, and he says, "Who wrote this crap?"
I love it. All right, so Harvey Weinstein is doing 23 years behind bars for rape in New York, and now the disgraced Oscar winner is facing a new assault charge in California.
It just keeps getting better for him.
In a statement, the Los Angeles District Attorney Office said that the incident allegedly occurred May 11, 2010 at a Beverly Hills hotel. The District Attorney, Jackie Lacey, said, "We are continuing to build and strengthen our case. As we gather corroborating evidence, we have reached out to other possible sexual assault victims. If we find new evidence of a previously unreported crime, as we did here, we will investigate and determine whether additional criminal charges should be filed."
So at this point, he's serving 23 years in prison. How old is he?
You know what? I don't know offhand.
So I wonder, so they would extend if he's
68.
Found,
he's okay. 68.
All right. So man, that's kind of taking him well into the twilight of his life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So would they just, I mean, they a lot of times they'll give somebody like 450 years in prison. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess they just extended on what he already has.
Prosecutors also disclosed that they declined to prosecute two other cases after victims said they didn't want to testify. One of the accusers was Jessica Mann, who testified in the Manhattan trial and said he also raped her in California. Weinstein was first charged in L.A. in January with one felony count of forcible rape, forcible oral copulation, sexual penetration by use of force, sexual battery by restraint for attacks on two women in separate 2013 incidents. And he was accused of raping an Italian model in her room at Mr. C. Beverly Hills Hotel. Then one evening,
attacking Lauren Young inside his room at the Montage Beverly Hills Hotel.
What a predator, man.
Now, other Weinstein news. Kevin Smith tells Variety that Weinstein never paid him his royalties for Clerks.
This is what a scumbag he is.
Smith explained that he sold Clerks to Weinstein and his company Miramax in 1994 and Sundance for $227,000, but that the film ended up grossing $3.2 million in North America alone and became a cult hit. He says he took 7 years to pay Smith the royalties he owed him and ended up billing him for a yacht that he rented for Pulp Fiction. He says, I'm still out money. It took 7 years for us to see any profit from that movie. For 7 years, they were like, nope, movie's still not in profit. And we were like, how? And then there were things, he said.
Sort of a standard shell game in Hollywood. What they'll do is they say, we're not making profit. So the deal is if you cross a certain point financially in earnings, then the writer or the director or the actors get a percentage of that. A lot of times what happens is through some creative accounting, they'll say, well, we're not making a profit yet. And they'll hold that out for years.
Saturday Night Live went on Zoom on Saturday. I'm sure you guys watched it.
I did watch it. Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
With Tom Hanks, who is recovering from the coronavirus, hosting. SNL at Home also featured Chris Martin as the musical guest. I know we have some clips here.
Yeah.
He said, it's good to be here. This is Tom Hanks saying it's good to be here, but it's also weird to be here hosting Saturday Night Live from home. He was in what appeared to be his kitchen.
By the way, he looked really good. He looks really healthy. His head is almost completely shaved and he explains it's for a role, but he looked great.
Let's see. Do we have that, Casey?
Yeah, we do.
All right, let's play the one of Hanks. Here we go. A little bit of him.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It is a strange time to try and be funny, but trying to be funny is SNL's whole thing. So we thought, what the heck? Let's give it a shot. Well, we have a great show for you tonight. Now, is it going to look a little different than what you're used to? Yes. Will it be weird to see sketches without big sets and costumes? Sure. But will it make you laugh? It's SNL. You know, there'll be some good stuff. Maybe one or two stinkers. You know this.
And he was right.
That's absolutely how it operates. Let's play a little bit of Chris Martin performing, Case. You got that? All right, here we go.
Was in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when darkness was a virtue and the road was caked with mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion and buried in the hail, poison in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
He sounds great.
He sounds great. It's one of my favorite Dylan songs. And I was actually tearing up as he did this because it's a great song, a great message. And wonderful.
Wow.
There's a guy who can bring it.
Yeah.
In quarantine.
Yeah, agreed. He added that, Hanks added that it was his the first time in a month that he wore anything but sweats. sketches included Larry David playing Bernie Sanders, Alec Baldwin playing Donald Trump, Pete Davidson singing in his mom's basement, a sketch mocking Zoom conferences, and Weekend Update Home Edition with Colin Jost and Michael Chase.
So that turned out to be the least effective, I think, the Weekend Update, because what they did is they left a Zoom screen up with a sort of an audience.
Yeah.
And I think hearing no audience response is better than hearing like three or four people laughing. And it sort of screwed up the dynamic. Yeah, do you agree, Casey?
Oh, yeah. And so, you know, I was watching it with my wife, and she said, you know, they must have done both. They must have listened to it with people laughing in the background and without, and decided maybe it is a little bit better with people. I thought it was distracting, and I don't know, some of the jokes weren't that funny. And I also thought it was distracting that Michael Che wasn't looking at the camera.
Yeah, it was weird. But listen, they for what they were charged with doing, I think they did a pretty good job because everyone was creating the content with stuff they had at their homes.
Yeah.
Right.
And they actually did full sketches. And one that Pete Davidson did, he did two songs, but the second one was a commentary, Preston. We always joke about how rappers are flashing the money.
Yeah.
And what he did a good version on that, if we have the audio.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, this is that new rapper. You know, flexing with everything I got. Here we go. It's for moms. Yeah. VIP. Okay. I got $2,000. I got $2,000. It looks like a lot in the video, but it's only $2,000. I'm a new young rapper on the block. About $2,000 is all I got. I put it in the video in every shot. It's $2,000. It's all I got. But it looks good in the video, but it's only $2,000. If what I'm rapping is good, yo, then maybe you won't notice. Oh, I got $2,000. I got $2,000. It looks like a lot in the video, but it's only $2,000.
He shot it at his own home.
Yep.
And he's got a little production set up, and it's the thing. It always drives me crazy when they're fanning out the money.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's a common trope.
Oh, totally. I love it.
The skit with the girls who had not been out on a date or had any contact with any people, the single women at home. Did you see that one?
Yeah, that was the takeoff on the Zoom session, right? The two receptionists were just caving in. Yeah,
a bunch of losers that they were being set up with. They were like, "Yep, I'll go out. I'll go out with them. No problem. Whatever you need. Yep, I'll do it."
So, is there any word on whether they'll do it again this coming weekend?
I believe that's
Mulaney's
the case.
The host.
Well, no, that's a repeat. It's Mulaney and. Who was his musical guest? Because it had to be a repeat. Unless, look, maybe they're doing it that way. But the word is they're going to proceed at some level with this. It was all pre-recorded. Obviously, it wasn't done live, so they
couldn't,
they couldn't pull that off.
Oh, okay. All right. So everybody being stuck at home, Disney wants you to sing along with the stars. ABC has set a one-hour music medley titled The Disney Family Sing-Along.
Whoa!
And it will air April 16th with Josh Gad, John Stamos, Christina Aguilera, Kristen Chenoweth, Michael Bublé, and many more.
Stamos.
Belting out your favorites. Carrie Bakey, president of ABC Entertainment, said, "If there's something that we've all learned in the past few weeks, it's to cherish every moment and the importance of connection, whether through laughter, stories, or music. We hope that we can help create some new unforgettable moments in everyone's home in a way that only the magic of Disney can."
Velociraptor.
So that could be fun.
We're seeing a whole bunch of peripheral creative things, like what they did with SNL. Some people are rising to the challenge. It was funny, President. I was telling Casey, some people are not benefiting from a lack of audience. You know, so in shows like John Oliver's show, I just didn't think, you know, I was catching clips of it and it didn't resonate as much. However, I'm not a big Bill Maher fan, but I think Bill Maher pulled off his show pretty well. And even the late night shows, they're managing to get into a groove where they're, with very limited resource, putting on a pretty decent show.
The cast of Friends, by the way, will appear on HBO Max for their much ballyhooed reunion show, but not at the launch date, Warner Media had announced. As was previously reported, production is delayed due to COVID-19 pandemic.
What's that? That
the special will not be available on the streamer on day one of launch, but it is coming. The cast and producers are all very excited to go on into production, as this will be the first time since the show ended that the whole cast will be together and on the original set to reminisce. There are loads of great surprises in store and lots of rare behind-the-scenes footage they are eager to share. We will keep you informed as plans solidify. And once we have a firm premiere date, and lastly, it says, in order to avoid any misunderstanding about what this special is, we want to make it very clear this is not a new original episode of the series.
Yeah, a lot of people are thinking it is.
The cast will be appearing as themselves, not as their beloved characters. And although fans will have to wait a bit longer for the reunion, they can watch all 236 episodes of the series on day one of HBO Max, launching in May.
All right.
So they're getting together, but it's not going to be for a new show, and it is going to have to be pushed back a little bit. The 31-year-old Harry Potter star Rupert Grint and his longtime partner Georgia Groom are expecting a child.
Aha!
A noticeable bump was spotted during a recent outing in London.
On her, right?
People reported on her.
Yeah.
And people said, Rupert Grint.
Reporting for duty, Grint.
Rupert Grint and Georgia Groom are expecting to announce that they are expecting a baby and would please ask for privacy at this time.
Do you know what he's really good in?
Rep.
Rupert Grint is excellent in the series Servant, which is the M. Night Shyamalan series on Apple.
Yes.
It is. Kathy, have you watched it? Have you finished it off?
I did. Yes, I'm finished with it.
What'd you think? Awesome,
I loved
right?
it. Yeah. I thought it was great. Yeah.
All right, I got to see that. Bella and Gigi Hadid are moving into the cooking realm. Yes.
This is great news.
The supermodel siblings are self-quarantining at their farm in Pennsylvania and are baking from the surrounding fields to pass the time.
What, do they drag the ovens out into the field?
That's a good question. Where in Pennsylvania are they? They shared their efforts, which included their pal Tan France's cookie recipe and breakfast tacos.
So exciting.
On Instagram stories.
So are they baking in a kitchen? Or are they doing it over an open bonfire?
No, they're baking in the kitchen, but they're getting their their produce, I guess,
from the woods.
The local fields, from the woods. They go out in the woods.
I've got a dead squirrel and a stick. What can we make out of that?
It's nuts.
Well, squirrel kebabs.
Yeah.
I would imagine
dead squirrel and sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are probably two people you probably have to slap food out. No, you can eat that.
Right, exactly. Oh my God.
These berries are growing out. No!
Hey, Amy Schumer and Chris Fisher are trying their hands at cooking during the coronavirus pandemic. The Food Network show, dubbed Amy Schumer Learns to Cook. So this is legit.
Yes. Right, yeah.
Features 8 half-hour episodes shot on location.
Huh.
Schumer will also be slinging cocktails. Amy and Chris is, according to the president of Food Network, Amy and Chris will give an unprecedented look at their lives as they quarantine in their house.
Unprecedented.
Shot entirely themselves, Amy's boundless humor and Chris's culinary skills show viewers how they navigate life while at home, making the best of these turbulent times.
At these uncertain times.
With some good laughs and good food. Yeah, they need to get the memo. It's uncertain times, not turbulent.
And her boundless humor.
Yeah, that too. Let's see. Annabelle Oaks.
Annabelle.
Annabelle.
Annabelle Oaks is set to write the pilot episode and executive produce the musical series Grease Rydell High on HBO Max.
Wait, what? Oh, no.
Yeah.
What is this?
The offshoot reimagines the movie.
In a dystopian world?
With familiar and new characters, and is set in the 1950s.
A yes, fight for survival.
Grease in the dystopian world.
Have I told you my idea about...
Pink ladies are a gang like the Warriors?
Yeah.
I had an idea for a series. I thought it could be a funny series called Rydell High.
Okay.
And what it would do is it would follow freshmen of Rydell High while Danny Zuko and all those guys were seniors of Rydell.
Okay.
And so it would, like, so when they're doing, like, tell me more, like, the freshmen are, like, under the bleachers smoking cigarettes or whatever, and you got these guys that are on top of the bleachers singing, and, you know, so all the stuff that is happening in regular Grease is, like, is background stuff for what's going. So that was an idea that I had. I would love it if that was what this show is, and I would feel maybe vindicated, so to speak.
Or ripped off.
Not ripped off, because it's not like I shopped that idea to somebody. Okay.
You didn't tell anyone, so you'd certainly understand if they took it.
I think I told Nick Murphy, so I got.
So that's where the leak is.
Exactly.
That lying bastard, that two-faced son of a bitch.
So everything's happening in the background. I'm going to run with this.
All right, on to some royal news. When Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced that they were stepping down from their senior royal roles, their good friend, Dr. Jane Goodall, our friend too.
Best pal.
Was not surprised. The 86-year-old told the Daily Mail that they were already considering stepping away from the monarchy last summer when Archie was 2 months old. Dr. Goodall said at the end of the conversation, Meghan came in to listen with Archie. He was very tiny, very sleepy, not too pleased to be passed from his mommy. I think I was one of the first to cuddle him outside of the family. I made Archie do the Queen's wave, saying, I suppose he'll have to learn this. And Harry said, no, he's not growing up like that.
No.
So
no, old woman, you fool. You've been living with monkeys for too long.
As the pair...
You fool!
As the pair adjusted to post-royal life, their evolving personal brands have become an issue, while Meghan has done some voicing for Disney.
Which she did a good job for the Elephants movie.
Reportedly donated the profits. And Harry has given talks to small groups, high-net-worth individuals. Their future plans are frequently the subject of speculation. And now the pair are reportedly considering a sit-down tell-all interview with multiple interviews... Okay.
Huh?
They will reportedly snag $1 million for the privilege.
And he's going to play Zuko in the Grease TV series.
Reboot, yeah.
Tell me more.
Oprah Winfrey is reportedly at the top of the list. Huh. They will reportedly donate the funds to the coronavirus fight or funnel it into their new charity called Archwell.
Okay.
So we'll see about that. Meanwhile, Lady Julie Montague,
is sharing... It's so splendid to see you here. I hope you're getting on well during this pandemic. Lady Montague.
Is sharing her perspective with Town and Country.
Please share your perspective with this most august journal.
She said, I feel like he has found somebody, meaning Harry.
Who's that?
Harry.
Harry, of course.
Has found somebody that he can be emotionally open with, and I think that's a really good thing. Family becomes the most important thing. Lady Montague continued, saying, I always say, whenever you meet an American, you know their life story within 24 hours. We're very emotionally open, which I think for Harry is actually a really good thing.
I'm sorry, were you talking to me?
Yes, Montague predicted that Harry may change his demeanor.
Huh.
She said he'll be able to talk about his feelings probably more than he was able to talk about over here. I wouldn't be surprised if we start to hear a little bit more about how he feels about losing his mother at age 12 and maybe how he and Meghan were treated in the press over here.
Well, maybe he'll end up on the Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, wouldn't that be special and wonderful? This is sad news. A death, and he has connection to Philadelphia. Steve, you'll remember this guy. MASH actor Timothy Brown.
I do, yes.
Died of complications related to dementia. He was 82. Now, he was only in the first season. He was in the movie, too. The Indiana-born actor appeared in both the 1970 MASH movie as well as the TV series. He played Corporal Judson in the movie. And on the TV series, now a very un-PC name, he played Captain Oliver Harmon Spearchucker Jones.
Yeah.
Until he was written out after season one. I liked that character.
It was a really good character in the movie as well.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't remember that the MASH movie ends with a football game.
Yep. But acting wasn't his only profession. Brown also had a 10-year-long run... football career in the NFL. He played for the Green Bay Packers, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Baltimore Colts. After retiring from acting, he had a whole other career as a correctional officer in Los Angeles.
I didn't know that.
I was living in Palm Springs at the time of his death, and the official Twitter account for the Eagles shared a tribute to him on Friday. Yeah. Yeah, the football game was great in the movie.
I love when they fire the starter pistol and Hot Lips goes, they've shot him.
Yeah. And there's at some point they're doctors, so yeah. You'll see there's a you know a pile at the end of a play, and one of them pulls out a hypodermic. And just
yes, they're cheating like crazy.
Yeah. Just hits them up with some kind of drug to make them drowsy, make the other quarterback drowsy. It's great. Kylie Jenner and her mom, Kris.
Now we're getting real.
Are delivering hand sanitizer to healthcare workers and first responders in California, according to Page Six. The pair teamed up with Coty, a majority stakeholder in Kylie Cosmetics, to make sanitizer for those on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic.
Hand sanitizer. We love it.
Each bottle reads, dedicated to first responders working to support our communities.
Well, that's nice.
Kylie has pledged $1 million plus in addition to relief efforts and donated personal protective equipment to medics in L.A. last month. She urged her followers to respect social distancing guidelines on social media when Surgeon General Jerome Adams had called on her for help, if you recall.
They said that Kris Jenner was so emotional that she couldn't start crying.
Here's the real stuff, though. The Queen of Manicures says being unable to access her nail glam has been a blessing in disguise.
Really? It's been a bit of a revelation?
Yes. On Instagram story, she shared a look at her new...
claws?
Luke. L-E-W-K. Her new look, I guess.
Luke.
featuring shorter... unvarnished nails, and she captioned it with the words, never thought I'd say this, but the natural nails might stay.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Gee. That will actually probably have a ripple effect, won't it, Kathy?
Absolutely. Look at Kathy.
With Kylie saying that.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I like not having to go and get my nails done, but...
For reals.
No, but listen, as soon as I can, I will.
So, is it also, don't you like getting there and chatting with the girls, Kathy, about all the, you know, hanging out with, who's your girl that does your nails, Casey?
I don't say her name.
Casey
on the air.
Does not want to say her name because he doesn't want her to
to get used up.
To use too much and he won't be able to make an appointment. No. How about, but Kathy, do you like to go and socialize
for
your nails
thing?
Done?
Or yeah, I the girl that does my nails, I love her. I've become friends with her and, and I miss her. I sent her a message. I'm like, look at my nails.
That's the same thing with my proctologist. It's just a great time to socialize.
Do you miss getting your nails done?
I do.
Yeah.
Dude, my toes look horrendous right now.
That's why you stopped wearing pumps.
That's exactly what. Well, you know, we're getting close to sandal season, so I'm going to have to do something about that.
God, it's so funny. You and your nails, it cracks me up. And you know I love you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because you posted a picture of your family, an Easter photo, and everybody's dressed nicely.
Yeah.
And you're wearing pajama pants and a Delco hat.
Yeah, because I had just gotten done making breakfast for everybody. It took me about an hour and a half. Aww. Oh, no, about 2 hours.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. But it was just juxtaposed to my nails have to look spotless.
Yeah.
But for this Easter photo.
I got up nice and early, and I made breakfast for the entire family. I made two different casseroles. I made a French toast bake casserole.
Yum.
Wow. And then I did this stuff with, like, hash browns and pork roll and cheese and eggs and stuff like that. So
you have a lovely family, by the way. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now,
but I purposely did that. I purposely kept all that stuff on. As a matter of fact, I texted my son at some point. I said, "Hey, if you want to surprise your mom and grandmom, so why don't you get dressed up, and I'll make it seem like it's your idea."
Okay.
And so everybody.
Daddy told me to get dressed up.
Well, he told everybody. I was like, "Dude,
you're blowing it, dude.
You're blowing it."
But anyway, all right, you'll be getting your nails done before you know it, so just hang in
Hopefully.
There.
Hopefully.
All right, let's do clips. Right. On NBC's Songland, writers compete for a shot at having their song become the next big hit. And in this clip, Ryan Tedder talks about his experience as a judge and producer on the show. Here we go.
Ultimately, it's fun. It's what I do every day, just even more pressure. Esther, myself, and Shane function at a higher level when we're on that set because I can't show up and give a B-minus idea or performance. Like, I have to be on my game every single time we walk on set. If anything, it's probably made me a little sharper, which is kind of a cool side
I don't
effect.
Even know who the hell you are.
The season 2 premiere of Songland.
Season 2?
I know. I've never heard of this show. Is on tonight at 10 o'clock on NBC. Here's the next clip. All Rise follows the daily lives of judges, prosecutors, and public defenders of a Los Angeles courthouse. In this clip, star Wilson Bethel.
Wilson Bethel?
Yep, discusses receiving funny acting advice from Warren Beatty. Here we go.
I went to Warren Beatty's house, and Annette Bening opens the door, and she lets me in, and she leads me to, like, Warren Beatty's study. I was like this 16-year-old kid. I didn't know what to say there. I sit down across from Warren Beatty at the desk, and he goes, "Word of advice, kid. They're all going to try and
don't give a f."
All Rise airs tonight at 9, and that is on CBS.
So why the hell is he meeting with Warren Beatty?
I don't know.
What, is he a circuit judge?
He didn't indicate. And so there we have it. So we have a lot of stuff to get to. Number one, we want your chance to win some serious cash this morning. We have MMR's Rock Refund happening twice. First time will be at 8 o'clock. Then we'll do it again at 10. Then happens at noon and 2 and so on throughout the day. We also are going to reveal when we get back the winner of Daily Rush Madness. We don't even know yet.
I don't know. Marissa, I don't want to know.
Marissa's hiding the information. It was between intern Ben and the fart video. So who won? We'll find out when we return and pass that information along with you. And we got some details on our contest, our next contest, Isolation Idol. We'll share some of those bits of information with you as well and a few guests too. So let's break, come back in just a second. And keep this really scary-looking Monday morning going. It is, it's bugly out.
It really is.
And it's going to get very, very windy, and it could be a little bit dangerous. So just a heads up. We'll be back in a moment.
In these difficult times, MMR reminds you, social distancing doesn't mean you can't still be social.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Connect with us on your favorite social media platform today. After all, since we're going to be here a while, let's make the best of it together, but safely, because we don't know where your timeline has been.
Oh, my God.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
So I'm interested in who won the Daily Rush Madness. I think Marissa is writing down the winner and she's going to bring it into me because I did not want to know.
We actually had Price Waterhouse step in and assist with this because we wanted to make sure that everything was by the book.
Absolutely. And so we thank you for following along and voting during this whole time. Oh, it's in an envelope.
In an envelope. What? Wow. Very official. That's Marissa for you.
We whittled it down and eventually came to two Daily Rush videos, and they are as follows. Intern Ben is a cheater, and then the fart, which meant for two fart sound effects. That's what that stood for.
Each of those a champion in its own right.
Agreed.
I don't know how to make the decision on this, but I'll say I'll be happy with whatever ends up being the winner.
Yep, and we're excited, and there's no prize other than pride.
Pride.
For this particular.
And isn't that enough?
That is enough. So,
in this uncertain world.
Can I get a drum roll, please, yes. Casey, as I open the envelope? And thank you very much for heading down the path of with us in going back and...
The journey.
Rewatching these videos over the past few weeks. All right, so the winner of Daily Rush Madness 2020 is with 51.5% of the vote.
Oh, God.
Only 87 vote difference, and that's it. Intern Ben is a champ!
Yes! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Wow. I had a feeling. I didn't think it was going to be this close, though.
Wow! 51.5%. Somewhere there is a wheezing young man who's ecstatic because Ben himself, intern Ben, the subject of this video, was pushing for it online so hard.
Yeah.
He campaigned so much.
We should try to get him on.
We should.
Wow. The description is, interns Ben and Gabby tell us how students are using technology to cheat on tests. We were talking about it in general, and Ben was in the other room. He's in command center where Marissa is. And
it's good 11 feet away.
And I said, hey, intern Ben was talking about this or something along those lines. And he got motivated and got up and came in here. Yeah, it's a good dozen feet away.
I mean,
yeah.
You can't expect the average person to be physically capable of moving 12 feet at the beck and call of someone else.
I think more so than him rushing over physically. I think he was just a little nervous.
The nerves, right. I think you're right, yeah.
And he ran out of breath when he was talking to us. So let me play a little clip of that because we were rolling. And the funny part about it is it's edited in the video because he started talking like this. and we let it go on and he finished what he was saying and we just went about our business and we didn't want to really poke fun at him right away.
There was a point at which I could not let it go on.
It took a moment, and then we were like, is everybody hearing this besides me that Ben's voice sounds really weird? All right, so here, I'll play a little clip of it. Here we go. Intern Ben, we're going to get him on the mic. And by the way, Ben, are you currently a student?
Yes, I go to Temple University right now. I've been there for 3 years now.
Okay. All right. So what I was just saying, I know you guys were busy in the other room there. When someone is taking an exam, they can take that exam and give it to someone else who has that same test later on in the day. Is that how it works?
So it totally depends, but like a lot of the times, it'll just be on your laptop in class, and it's impossible to govern everyone's laptop, as you can imagine.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Had to run in.
At that point, what he says, as you can imagine, he starts like waving himself like he's an old Southern lady who just got the vapors.
Yeah. And his eyes go up like...
I could actually really go for a nice mint julep.
His eyes go up like a like Bill Cosby, like...
It'll just be on your laptop in class, and it's impossible to govern everyone's laptop, as you can imagine.
Okay.
Okay.
You're
right.
Had to run in.
He's a little nervous.
Okay. I don't know why you talk like that. And actually, it's a thing. It's a Google document.
I've talked about it at that point when Steve starts going into it. I'm like, all right, he's addressed it. It's I can I'm officially laughing. I've talked to Ben many times. I've never heard his voice quite like that
since as we matriculate through the process of the Temple University. Of course, enriched by the learning that we have.
I guess some texts are coming in. One says, "Did Ben cheat this time?" And then another one says, "This is an outrage.
This is an outrage. This is goddamn ridiculous."
Hey, he's on the phone line.
Hey.
Intern Ben, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Preston. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Well, congratulations. Yeah. You're video one. What do you think about that?
Well, it's definitely a surprise. Everything going on right now that I managed to win this thing.
Yeah, well, and you were campaigning, I saw, which was good. And you've actually been running your own bracket contest as well, correct?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I did a cartoon bracket, putting up Nicktoons and cartoons, and I did some Sonic the Hedgehog brackets. So a lot of my fan base on Twitter is into Sonic.
It says a Sonic the Hedgehog fan base.
Your fan base is into Sonic. Okay, nice. What are you doing with yourself these days, besides when the quarantine isn't going on? What are you normally doing, Ben? We haven't talked to you in a few weeks, months.
We lost.
Oh, my God. The phone line's gone. So.
Well, actually, I'm a little...
I think he just had a heart attack.
I'm sorry.
He's calling back. The hotline's ringing.
I don't know what happened. I was on that phone.
Well, listen, and it wasn't everybody's cup of tea. Somebody texted and said the intern Ben segment is effing stupid. So they must have been pulling for fart fart.
Fart fart's a great one too.
Because that wasn't
right. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, right? Exactly. I loved that one as well. It was hard for me to make a choice, but if I had to edge it, I would probably go.
Yeah.
I would go with intern Ben. Ben, are you there? Are you back on again?
Yeah, not sure what happened there.
That's okay. Anyway, what I was saying was, what are you doing with yourself now? Are you looking for work, or do you have a job, or what's going on?
I'm still working, delivering bread for Amarillo's Baking Company.
That's
as fun as it can be right now.
Yeah. Oh, you sounded like you wanted to continue on, but I guess not.
No, that was all.
All right. Well, we're happy that you're happy, Ben.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
your video will live on, and everyone will be thrilled even if you're not.
Yeah, hey Ben, for any fan out there who doesn't know what your email address is, or not your email, your Twitter handle is. What is your Twitter handle?
My Twitter and Instagram are both Ben's on the radio.
Ben's on the radio.
Yep.
All right, then we will make sure people are aware of that. So nice job, Ben. We know you wanted to win. Congratulations.
Yes, bask in the glory.
You're forever held in the
immortalized
in the history of the Preston and Steve show now. And he joins Casey's ranch dressing freakout from last year. That was our first winner of Daily Rush Madness. Nick, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, remember we talked about his handles before, because it looks like when you read it, Benson the Radio.
Yep. Oh,
it's
Benson
Ben's
the Radio.
On the radio, Ben's but it's... Radio. Benson the Radio. Yeah, that's another way to remember it.
All right. Thank you guys for participating. By the way, I got this. I got an email from a guy named Mike Girardi. Said, hey, I know there's a lot of content on streaming services these days. My wife and I spent 2 hours Sunday night watching Daily Rush videos, and the hardest we've laughed in a while. Our favorites are Harper Lee's sister, Rizzo Takes Them Physically, and Snickers the Raccoon. But we loved them all and voted in your latest Daily Rush Madness. Keep bringing the ha-ha. You're bringing a lot of joy during a tough time. So that's from Mike and Kate Gerard. So
oh, that's great.
Guys. We appreciate it.
Don't all you love that people are expanding their awareness on this stuff? Because there's just so much video actually available.
I love it. All right, so intern Ben has won. Congratulations. Hey, interesting article about being in quarantine right now. You know, divorce lawyers' phones are lighting up with everything that's been going on. You know, marriages are under strain right now that might have been on the edge as it was.
Yes.
But one of the things now, an attorney predicts, or her name is Heather Hostetter, that it's going to be divorce-a-palooza when the courts open back up, because the courts are shut down right now.
Yeah.
In China, where life has slowly begun to return to normal, divorce filings are reportedly surging as people emerge from their lockdowns. Anecdotal evidence indicate there's a decent chance the same thing is going to happen here. And she cites a particular story that she's heard. She said she heard from one woman who believes that she's discovered her husband is having an affair. The woman was already suspicious pre-quarantine, but spending so much time trapped under the same roof has heightened her anxiety. For one thing, she said the other spouse is being super protective of the phone in a way that seems out of character.
Yeah.
He's been taking extra long bike rides as well. And she said, I think he goes out to exercise and he's seeing this person and having sex. Not only does that make me feel like crap, but then he's exposing our whole family to a possible COVID-19 contact. Tracy Coates, co-chair of a family law practice, has also heard from spouses who have come to suspect infidelity while under quarantine. She said they're grappling with overhearing hush-hush calls in separate rooms.
This makes total sense.
Or texts that are going off at all hours. One big problem is there's not much that they can do about it right now, which is why Hostetter says that she's counseled her new client to, quote, think about what you can handle. Do you really want to ask? Because if he's going to be honest with you, is this really the time that you want to know? So she's kind of saying, okay, this may be happening, but you should probably hang on a minute before you confront this, because
what are you going to do? But that makes perfect sense. So let's say you're in a cheating relationship, or you suspect. Okay, so you're the cheater, and you're in a house, you're quarantined, and you don't have many opportunities, and you're going into another room. And now the thing is, especially if it's a relationship that occupies a fair amount of your time away from your spouse.
Yeah,
you have to keep that person happy, or you're communicating with that person for your soul, or you're nurturing whatever you get from this person. How do you do that?
I'm curious.
How could you hold in that information? Like,
I know.
It'd be hard. Not say anything.
I'm curious if anybody's going through this right now, and if you want to talk about it, feel free to let us know. 215-263-WMMR. Maybe you've found out that somebody's cheating, or maybe you've heard secondhand, you know, from a friend that they have found out during this quarantine because of the close conditions and texts and phone calls and stuff. Nick?
So if you confront the person and then you have that argument, then what happens? Where do you go in your house afterwards? Like, do you...
You pack your bags, Nick, and go into the living room.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. I'm moving to the living room. No, yeah, that's a great question. How will it help? To Kathy's point, it'd be hard to hold on to it. And to Nick's point, what are you going to do until we're past this?
Yeah, that would
be the time to go house hunting.
That would be a tough call. Yeah, how do you keep
saying
something?
You bite your lip the whole time? I mean, it's, you know, I don't think one is easier to do than the other, right?
Like, no, it's not.
Yeah,
but one might at least listen. Things can get real ugly.
Yes,
once it's out in the open. You can suspect and be angry, and it's going to be hard on you. But once who knows how things are going to react, wrong, right, or indifferent, or whatever, it might make things even worse.
Well, and then you're reaching for the tactical shovel as a weapon,
and exactly. All
hell breaks loose.
I can't imagine a worse time to find out something like that.
So when you have, in outside of pandemics, have you ever, if you've cheated, were there telltale, I mean, were you ever caught? And what tripped you up?
Was I ever caught? Yeah, it was a girl I was dating. Let's see, what did I do?
So when you were with the girl you were dating, mm-hmm. would you ever communicate with the other girl?
Oh, no. I never had like a side regular thing going on. I had like a one-time thing happen.
All right.
I tell you what happened. I had sex with her in front of other people in a hotel room.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It happened.
Now, was this in the lobby?
Yeah, they weren't watching me, but we were under the covers.
Okay.
They weren't watching
you. They were watching you.
Band days, for crying out loud, in the 80s. It's what you did.
They didn't have in demand.
Yeah, cocaine was all the rage back then. All right, but anyway.
I think ultimately...
It's not making it any better.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm just giving a little perspective here.
Think you have a hot and heavy relationship going on the side, mm-hmm. and you know, that's become a part of something that you need. You know,
I would never do that just because, I mean, I'm talking about in my past life. It doesn't even enter mine now, but just because it's too much to juggle, there's too much work that needs to be done to keep a side relationship going on.
My idea was I would never want it done to me, so I would not do it to someone else. It was just something, if I had issues with someone, I would move on. I would not I would not replace what I felt I didn't have with that person with someone else, because that would be a major insult to the person I was with.
Whatever secrets you may be trying to keep from people in your life right now has got to be extra hard.
You're in close proximity. There's been stories like there was a story of finding out about second bank accounts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And financial things that are going on.
I found out one recently about a major gambling debt that just came to light.
Really?
Yes.
Like how major?
Like six figures.
Holy hell.
Oh, yeah, ridiculous, God. Right?
Wow.
I don't know. I don't even know how you rack that up, but people do. So that came to light during this right now. Man.
But again, do you subscribe to the notion that you confront? What do you do? Or once you know about that.
Yeah.
To me, you could be creating a 10 times more volatile situation. Or is this the time to put all the cards on the table?
Yeah, I don't know.
And just say, hey, let's talk it out.
Yeah, nobody's going anywhere. Let's work this out. You know?
Yeah, so. How can it not help but work out wonderfully well?
Yeah, but it's
if you had the option, could you even get a hotel room at this point? Like, I don't know.
That's a really good question. So my sister, Kathy, you'll love this, thought she had bed bugs.
Oh, man.
Okay, in her apartment. It just turned out that one of the cats brought some fleas into the house. But she had to call an exterminator, and if they were going to have to fumigate her apartment for bed bugs, which is apparently a big process, I've talked to people who did, like, you have to move everything out.
Right.
We started to consider, okay, what are you going to do if you have to leave your apartment for X amount of days? And I didn't have an answer. I don't know. Can you go to a hotel? I have no idea. Know.
Well, who do you call it? Our friend Brian Miller from Chorus Photography. He is out of his house now, but they sold their one house, and so they're staying in an apartment. Are they not? It's like a furnished apartment.
They're in the process of moving.
So.
Well, this adds all sorts of issues because. Like, to that, what we talked about this before. What if you, just before everything broke out, you were breaking up with someone?
Yeah.
And now you're forced to be, there are all sorts of horrible configurations to this.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is maybe it doesn't have to be a hotel. Maybe it can be a short-term furnished apartment living.
Maybe. Marissa? Yeah.
Well, so I have some friends in the hotel industry, and in fact, one of them told us during a Zoom call the other day, they are part of a residency, so they're like connected to a condo.
Yeah.
The entire hotel is open because one person is staying in the hotel because she is getting divorced from her husband. And
no
he's
way.
In the condo, and they're in the hotel. It's a very large hotel that has to have an entire staff just for this one chick who is
staying.
That's
like that resort we talked about the other day. The hotel is they're required to have the entire staff.
Yeah,
there.
But overall, all hotels are closed. We actually, at the very beginning of this, got an email from somebody or a message from somebody who was part of one of those long-term residency places and said, anyone who's checked in can stay, but no new check-ins can come.
It's like the Hotel California.
I think you're only... Yeah.
You can never leave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think your only option is like an Airbnb.
Mm.
Because those are still...
Are
going.
They still running?
Yeah. Because a lot of them, people are coming from like New York and going up to Vermont or the Poconos.
Okay. All right. Then that makes sense. All right. That's good to know in a pinch, man, because you never know when you might be, for whatever unseen reason, you might have to leave your residence for something like a bed bug infestation.
Maybe you just want to get away from it all.
Or you just want to take a little break.
Pandemic, yeah.
So I'm trying to book a reservation right now on Marriott's website, and it does give a warning, but you can book a room.
You might be, well, yes, there are people who actually pressed, and I was reading an article that when the pandemic struck, again, when all this started happening, we're in bad situations, we're in bad relationships, we're going through a divorce, and decided it would be better to be in lockdown in a long-term residence hotel or a hotel, would rather pay that money than be locked in with someone they can't stand.
Kathy, which Marriott is that you were checking into?
The Conshohocken Marriott.
Okay, all right. Let me go to Liz. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. What's up?
So I'm actually under contract to buy a house right now. I gave my notice to my apartment complex, and the governor said anything signed after March 18th, you can't close. We signed on March 19th, and now I'm going to be homeless.
Oh man.
Oh, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Right now, I have a couple friends that might let me sleep on their couch, but I'm a single mom and I have a kid, so I have to and I'm an essential employee. So I'm going every day managing my kids' school from home, and I have to find some place for us to live in the next couple weeks.
And who knows how long that will have to be, too. You can't have a definitive end to that yet.
Yeah, there's no end. There's no answer. Nobody's been able to give me anything. So
anything signed on the 18th prior to that is on hold.
Yeah, anything prior to the 18th is good. We signed on the 19th.
That just blows.
Yeah. All right.
Well, hang in there.
Yeah, Liz. You got a friend or two maybe that might be able to help out.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Liz. Good luck. Let us know what happens. Okay.
Definitely. Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you. Let me see. Let me go to a couple other calls here. I have Anthony. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
So my parents are in the rental industry. We have a couple houses up at the Poconos. And I guess a lot of people from New York were just trying to escape the city.
Right.
And with the I'm pretty sure it was the government that said it. Don't quote me on that. But no short-term rentals. I don't know how it goes with the hotel business, but at least, like, I believe Airbnb and housing rentals, nothing under, I believe it's 31 days, no short-term rentals. Everything has to be at least a month, 31 days or longer.
Yeah, I saw that at the Shore as well. They weren't allowing any rentals.
Oh, they're trying to keep a massive influx of people getting out of this area and going down to their Shore homes, and there are tons of issues surrounding that. So you can't You can't rent anything for under 30 days, is what you're saying, Anthony?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Like I said, they don't want any short-term rentals, nothing like that. Mm. Everything has to be at least a month or longer.
Okay. Interesting. Thanks, Anthony. Marissa?
Yeah, I don't know what that date is still, but what Kathy was saying, did you guys see that, like, a lot of people are getting refunded their Shore weeks? Like, if you, I don't know, maybe at the beginning of the summer had a week down the Shore, they're refunding you because you're not allowed to take those weeks anymore.
Can I get a refund if I was planning on getting a Shore home?
Even though I didn't put any money down, can I get a refund,
still,
please?
I mean, yeah. I think I need, I should get something.
Right.
There were some issues out of Boston I saw with Airbnbs and some, like, schools that were supposed to go up there. I guess they had some sort of trips planned, and, like, I guess the travel companies were not refunding the money. And then the Airbnb was a guy that was supposed to run the Boston Marathon, and the Airbnb wouldn't give him his money back.
Right.
That sucks.
I know we're kind of all over the place here, but we were supposed to be on vacation last week, and the only place that didn't refund my money, Marriott was awesome. They made it really easy, but the Airbnb that we booked did not refund my money. And so it was just one of these things where, like, everybody else was super easy. There was this gorgeous hotel we were going to stay in Death Valley. They refunded it, no problem. Actually, they were out in front of it. We didn't have to contact them. They took care of it well in advance. But the Airbnb where we booked, no refund whatsoever.
Concerning that, Nick, you may have some recourse. You can do a thing called swatting. And you report the Airbnb as holding, like, illegal guns manufactured or something like that, or meth.
Should
lab,
I put that up
rice,
on Twitter, Steve? And like, put it on social media and let them know that way?
Say the person who comes to the door is going to seem like this old woman, but they're really deadly. So.
Right.
You know what else I was surprised about? I have a flight scheduled, and I'm going to have to cancel it. And I was just kind of looking into it to see, you know, what if I was getting refunded, and they're not refunding you. They're
mine
allowing
did.
You to book. You have to book it at a different time. Hmm. I was surprised.
Which airline, Kath?
American.
Oh, because I got
same with me.
Full refund from my because I was supposed to go to London.
What airline, Case?
American.
Yeah, I got a refund as well.
You did? And and when did you book it?
That was a while back, but that was for when I was going to
see your mom.
To see my mom, so it was a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
so
I was really surprised that they are not refunding.
Let's go ahead,
Roger. It's all because of that damn
COVID-19.
Glad we have that.
COVID-19.
I'll tell you this: I had the same issue, Kathy. With it was actually Spirit was quick to refund, American not. When I was going to travel out to visit my dad, and that all fell through. The hotel it took a second to get the refund, and I just clicked a button online. But that just blows.
I was disappointed at that. Because who knows? I don't know when I'm going to be able to reschedule a flight.
All kinds of interesting scenarios popping up because of this.
COVID-19!
And by the way, we're going to have some money to win that might help you out in a little bit. So we're going to have to break in a moment. But before we do take a break, I would like to play a little clip of our buddy Kenneth Copeland, if you don't mind.
Please.
Somebody did a remix of his rant And you need to see the video because the facial expressions
it's well done.
Are unbelievable. But this is a little taste.
Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord.
The remix videos. I haven't watched any in a while.
This one's particularly well done because he's got such a demonic face.
God. Wind of God. All right. We should take a break because I want to make sure we stay on time with MMR's Rock Refund. It's a chance to win $500. And if you're just tuning in, we did have a winner of Daily Rush Madness. Intern Ben is a cheater.
Yay!
Is now the champion of this year's Daily Rush Madness. And we appreciate you voting and playing along. Thank you so much for that. But play along for $500 because we'll have a chance to win that money when we get back. The Bizarre File is coming up too, so stay there.
Everything that rocks includes cool MMR swag you can wear. Available now in the MMR Rock Shop, like t-shirts, hoodies, and tank tops with designs from retro MMR logos to the latest from the Preston and Steve Show branded hats and tops. For guys and gals, we've even got your little ones covered with an array of bibs, onesies, and toddler tees, plus coffee mugs and much more, all with the MMR attitude you expect. Search the word shop at WMMR.com and get shopping. Stuff for you, gifts for them. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks your wardrobe.
Case, we need to do the rock refund. If you could put that in the proper spot, I will fire that up because we have your opportunity to win some serious cash. And by the way, this happens several times today. We are just going to give your first two opportunities. That's just scratching the surface, all right, today. Your first two opportunities at 8 and 10. It happens again at noon and 2
Love
and
it.
4 and 6 and 8 p.m.
Wow!
So let's have your chance to win some cash, and let's do it right now.
93.3 WMMR. Now, your rock refund keyword.
It's a super duper short word that could win you a whole bunch of money. The word is fun. F-U-N. And you have until 15 minutes after the hour to enter it. There are three ways to do that. You can start by texting to the special contest short code number, which is 45911. Or if you'd like to automatically be registered for the $10,000 grand prize, then enter on the MMR mobile app. Or at WMMR.com. The word is fun. One random entry wins $500 in our company-wide contest. That person will get a call from our company, Beasley, so be sure to answer your phone.
Yes.
Contest rules are available at WMMR.com. It's sponsored by A&T Subaru and Chevy in Sellersville. So the word, once again, is fun. Good luck to you.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, let's begin with this story. I meant to get to this last week. I didn't have an opportunity to, but I'm glad I didn't because they found the culprit. Police in Flagler County, Florida, or Flagler.
That's where I saw my grandmother topless.
Oh, it was.
Flagler.
Wow.
That's where they had the home.
Well,
so that's special importance for me.
It's just about right, Steve, because he recently got a call about people finding Easter eggs in their mailboxes that were filled with porn. And also fish-shaped crackers, so I'm sure they're little goldfish.
Oh, that's nice.
And April Cestoni, who is 42 years old, apparently delivered about 400 of the eggs over the course of last week.
I got a goldfish. I got porn.
Police say she told them that she distributed the eggs because she wanted to educate people on the need for churches and pastors to give money to the less fortunate.
Of course.
How could we not see this?
The message was as clear as day.
She's being charged with violating Florida's statewide stay-at-home order, as well as at least 11 counts of distributing obscene material.
But what if it's done with good intentions?
They should consider that.
All right, so the next several stories are from the police blotter of Battle Creek, Michigan.
Which is where Kellogg's came from.
They had a few calls that were a little bit out of the ordinary. So
I want to hear them.
This might even be the whole bizarre file other than that first story. We'll see how long they go. So according to police records, both a husband and a wife in the Battle Creek area called 911 after the woman, a woman said that she threw away a man's cheesecake. Worried that it could be infected with COVID-19, by the way. The man told her that it was a gift from a friend.
COVID-19!
And
that's the alarm.
And it was a gift from a friend and was angry that she threw it away. As the woman reached for her purse, the man said that he was worried that she was looking for her gun. They wrestled over the bag, ending when the man hit the woman in the head, she told police. Now, both parties called 911, the man reportedly going to his bedroom to get an unloaded gun. He said the woman hit him in the head when he came out of the room. The man then walked outside where a county sheriff deputy arrested him on domestic violence charges of being a felon in possession of a weapon. A warrant for domestic violence will be sought for his wife. Now, another story in Battle Creek. Police arrested a woman and sought a warrant for another after they reportedly stole $700 worth of crab legs from the Herrick's Family Market.
$700 worth of crab legs, huh?
Yeah, but it gets even better. Police records said a store employee called police and told them the woman placed bags of crab legs in a shopping cart before placing one of her kids on top of the bags. They then pushed the cart out to the store and took off. Now, police used surveillance footage to identify one of the women. When they were home, a man told them that she wasn't there. Someone stopped by while officers were there, saying that they came there to buy some crab legs.
I'm here to buy some crab legs?
Officers told her to leave. They then found the car used during the theft, as well as the second woman involved.
Oh, I must have gotten the house wrong.
She admitted to stealing the crab legs, saying that the women intended to sell the legs and turn a profit. She told police she needed money and couldn't find a job due to COVID-19.
COVID-19! Big black market for crab's legs.
Police took the woman to jail. So that's what was happening. They were stealing them and selling black market crab legs.
Out of their house.
Here's another story out of Battle Creek. A man called police and said that he had been assaulted after another man came to his home wearing a thong over his face as a makeshift mask.
Was it somebody new?
So this is supposed to be for the quarantine.
Sure.
Wearing the mask.
He's just trying to make the precaution. He puts a thong on over his face.
The caller reportedly taunted the man.
You're stupid.
Telling him the thongs looked like those lying around his house. The caller said the underwear-clad man returned to his home later that night, hitting him in his head, wrestling him to the ground and kicking him in the ribs.
Because he had made fun of his thong mask?
I guess so. It appeared to be an argument over a relationship rather than a random act of violence. Police were seeking a warrant for the alleged assaulter.
Making fun of my thong mask.
And then another story out of Battle Creek. Apparently, and this ties in with the quarantine, a mother called the department asking them to arrest her daughter because she took a walk outside. Apparently, the sheriff said she wanted us to literally pick up her daughter and take her to jail and charge her just because she felt like she couldn't be out walking.
What are you doing?
And he said, you're able to go out. You're able to get exercise. So there's nothing that we can do about that. So those are just stories in Battle Creek, Michigan that are taking place. Wow.
And that's just a small part of the country. You can imagine what else is going on.
Exactly. All right, how about this? A man brandished a gun and threatened a person playing the Easter Bunny who was waving to motorists from an interstate overpass in Ohio. A 49-year-old man was arrested Wednesday afternoon. He was given a breath alcohol test but was taken to a medical facility when jail officials refused to book him because of an elevated temperature, leading to concerns that he might be infected with
COVID-19. And this is the guy in the bunny mask?
No, this is the guy waving the gun.
Oh, okay. Because the guy in the bunny mask would have an elevated body temperature.
From being inside the mask.
Yeah.
The man could face charges of aggravated menacing and improper handling of a firearm in a vehicle. Deputies found the suspect and another man sitting inside a camouflage painted pickup truck. Parked at the edge of a field shortly after receiving a call about the Easter Bunny threat.
I saw the biggest damn rabbit I've ever seen. And we are going to eat for a month.
A 22
posh and fair for every day.
A 22 caliber handgun and an open.
It's even wearing a vest.
And an open 12 pack of beer were seized as evidence.
Thing's got a goddamn pocket watch.
The deputy said that the man slurred his words and smelled of alcohol.
It's gonna be good.
Wow.
COVID-19.
And there you go.
COVID-19!
That is what I have in the bizarre file for you this morning. Okay, so we have a guest to chat with, and it concerns the Preston and Steve, the I Bleed for Preston to See Blood Drive. So we had it planned for June 20th.
Yes.
We've made the announcement and kind of saved the date and getting things ready, but obviously things have changed. So we would like to welcome this morning from the Red Cross, Mr. Guy Triano.
Hey.
Joining us. Hey, Guy, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing well. We are, you know, we're bummed of the current situation, obviously, and we were ready to get full speed ahead with the Preston and Steve blood drive. But according to our information, it looks like we're probably going to be pushing that back to sometime in August. And I think that, you know, our main reasoning for doing that is because of the sheer numbers that we do. It's one of the largest blood drives in the country.
It was the largest last year. Yeah.
So gathering thousands of people, probably not a good idea right now. But, Guy, as far as blood donations go, what's the status now with the Red Cross?
Yeah, so thank you very much. And you're right exactly to that point. One of the reasons why we're postponing it, not canceling it, but moving it out is due to social distancing. It's one of the things that we are practicing at every single one of our drives right now. And your drive last year was the largest in the country. It's certainly the largest in our area, and it's more of an event than a blood drive. And it just at this time, it's just best based on COVID-19 just to postpone it a little bit farther out to late summer.
So we're still trying to work on what exactly that will look like. You know, if we do it in increments or how we do it, it will happen is the word right now. And then Preston has already donated blood. I'm going to donate. There's a blood drive coming up in Manayunk. It's on the schedule. If you go to the website, all the local blood drives are listed. I mean, obviously, something like this puts a big hit in the drives that go on at businesses and at schools. You don't have any of that coming in right now, correct?
That's correct. I mean, the community has really stepped up to help with our immediate needs for our patients, but obviously, you heard the news from the governor last week that the schools are canceled throughout the entire school year in Pennsylvania. So you know that that means that all of our high school drives that are scheduled for May and June will be canceled at this point in time. So the need is ongoing. And what we can urge people to do, and thank you for donating yourself, but please schedule an appointment. I think that's the best thing that you can do because of the postponement of the blood drive. The good news is it allows the regular Preston C donors to donate either in April, May, or June,
right,
and then still be eligible for the drive at the end of the summer.
Agreed. And you know what? The drive that I went to was just a local one, a church in my area. And I walked in, and all the precautions were being taken. Everybody was already wearing face masks before that order came down. And everyone who was waiting that were in the hallways were sitting staggered with plenty of distance in between people. Before I even sat down on the chair to have my initial interview, which, by the way, you can do a lot of that ahead of time on the website and save yourself some time and find out if you're eligible or not to donate. But they wiped down my seat with antibacterial, wipes.
Right.
Before I even sat down.
There you go.
I felt very, very safe, and I felt that every precaution was being taken. So if that is your concern, and I understand why it would be your concern, I just know that the Red Cross knows what they're doing, and you guys, Guy, are making sure that everything is up to where it should be as far as safety goes.
Yeah, we are. Safety first. I mean, that is our motto right now. Safety first. We're doing pre-donation temperature screenings, obviously social distancing. We're disinfecting all of the surfaces several times throughout the drives. All staff volunteers are having their temperature checked prior to the drives. And then, of course, you mentioned the face mask. So we are doing everything we can because obviously blood drives are considered essential, mm-hmm. and we're going to be running every single day. And what I stress to you all, though, is thank you very much in advance. but please make an appointment. It really helps us if you make an appointment to kind of with the social distancing and to be able to plan
right
adequately for the staff to make sure that that experience is just as good as yours was.
So, Guy, is it 56 days between blood donations?
Correct. 56 days between whole blood donations. Best ways to sign up either 1-800-RED-CROSS, redcrossblood.org, or you can use the blood donor app to schedule your appointment. And as you mentioned, you could do your pre-screening questions right there on the app and make the process go a lot smoother.
Okay. And we'll update everybody when we finalize when our blood drive is going to be up and running. But we're looking probably mid to late August as of now. But it's just a matter of the legal or the specifics of getting all everything worked out, timing and place and all that stuff. So, all right, excellent, Guy.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Mid to late August, so that means April, May, and June. You can sign up, and we really appreciate the support from President Steve and all the donors out there.
Anytime, we're happy to do it. We're glad you guys do what you do. Thank you, Guy. We appreciate
Yay!
It.
Hey,
Guy Triano, and go get signed up now, and you'll be able to. If the President Steve Blood Drive is one of your annual events, you will be just fine. You got plenty of time, and like you said, you can do it, before the end of April. You can do it in May, even into June. So we're looking at mid to late August for President Steve Blood Drive. We are going to take another break. We'll come back in just a moment. Don't forget, Billy Gardell will be joining us. We have another chance for you to win $500. If you don't win now, you still got about a minute or so to enter the word fun for $500. Right now, go to it. Text it to 45911, or you can go to the MMR mobile app. Or WMMR.com, as you can imagine. We'll take a break and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Get social with Preston and Steve and WMMR. Facebook, Twitter, the usual places.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors. Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Real quick, Kathy wanted me to mention Kathy's Cuts. We never got a chance to announce it, that it was going to be coming up. But what's the status on that, Kath, this
year?
So,
yeah, we didn't announce it on the air, but a lot of people grow their hair specifically for the event. So if they contacted me, I gave them the date. It was actually supposed to be this Friday, the 17th. Obviously, that's not taking place. And what it looks like for the people who are growing their hair, and I hope that you stick with us because we will do the event again, but it looks like we're going to skip this year and that it'll just happen next year, just because of the MMR calendar and the Preston and Steve calendar. We have a lot of things going on, a lot of unknown right now because of the coronavirus. So we're skipping this year. If you can hold off and keep your hair growing, it'll be even longer.
Yeah. Oh my God, that'd be awesome.
For next year.
It'd be like a banner Kathy's Cuts.
So yeah. That's what's going to happen is you're going to see a lot of things shift, a lot of events shift, and that's going to make the calendar very, very crowded. And that means some things are probably going to have to be forego for the following year. We're gonna have to move them to the next year.
It's so basically, a person like a seesaw and the awaited side, and everything is going to slide into the end of the year. Everything, as we're looking at the amount of stuff that's getting jammed up on top of each other.
Yep.
It's pretty wild.
All right. And if I can add this, we are, because I haven't mentioned this all morning long, but we had to put on hold an idea that we had. And here's yet proof. Saturday Night Live over the weekend, this entertainment coming out of people's living rooms. You had Chris Martin performing live, and it sounded fantastic.
Now, yeah.
He's Chris Martin. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to highlight you, the people of the Delaware Valley and beyond, who are kind of, really taking your creativity out for a run while you're at home. And we wanted to do a thing called Preston and Steve's Isolation Idol.
The talent that's out there would boggle the mind, so we hope.
So we would like to have essentially hold some auditions, and we would like you to send some videos of you performing in your own home. And we need, here's what we need. Give us a break. We need, come on. What do you want from us?
We don't even like these shows. We're doing this to kill time.
No. So, number one, it has to be an audio-based entertainment.
Yes.
Because
it's radio.
We are going to, eventually, you're going to come on the air live and perform from your home over the phone or via social media. We're going to figure this all out as we go along. Details are at WMMR.com, by the way. And so, don't send us a video of you 5 years ago singing at a, you know, at a church function or something like that. We need you to make something fresh, something now.
Doesn't take that much.
And we're eventually, when we, you come on the air, you're only going to do like a 30-second routine. It's pretty quick, okay, because we've got a lot of people that we're hopefully are going to be sending us their stuff and performing. If we get a lot of people to perform, we got to keep it kind of short. So it's only 30 seconds to showcase your talents. And we have a $500 cash prize at the end of it all. So we are soliciting right now for the audition tape. So, and then if we do choose you as one of our finalists, you will have to perform live on the air. Do we?
Yes.
Is this making sense?
Yes. And by the way, it's not going to be in the studio, obviously. It'll be from your home.
Yeah.
Vis-a-vis whatever method we use and we feel has the best sound to highlight what you do.
More than likely, it'll be a Facebook Live or something along those lines. But we'll work this out. So anyhow, we have a limited number of golden tickets, which will score the recipient a virtual trip to our studios in Bala Cynwyd for a live video performance. Each morning next week, we will showcase multiple acts during the daily Isolation Idol segment. And after the segment, we, the morning show judges, will confer, pick the top two contestants, and move on. The winner from the final round of contestants will be determined by a fan vote that will begin Friday, April 17th. So the bottom line is, show us a little bit of your talent. Is it playing piano? Is it singing? Is it anything that's audio-based? That we, and I think that would lend itself to music, obviously.
Yes.
But even, listen, if you want to play, if you do the glasses with the water in them, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
You know,
as you said, the didgeridoo.
What you call that.
The glasses.
The didgeridoo.
The didgeridoo. Or what if somebody, I thrown it out there, if you're like a street poet or something, you have something, whatever that generates audio. Yeah.
Steve, if you do the ham bone.
If you do the ham bone.
We want to hear it.
Absolutely.
You know, whatever it is, as long as we can hear it. So send those to us. The details are at WMMR.com. Or actually visit PrestonandSteve.com. Upload your audition tape. Could win you $500.
Maybe you can queef La Traviata.
You know,
absolutely, whatever.
I want to see and hear that.
I mean, come on.
So
that is a talent.
It's up to you what you consider talent, but it's got to be audio based, and you also have to pull that off live. If you can queef that live,
do it.
Then we may have to get to that.
But
if you can't bring it live, then you'll be a victim of
COVID-19.
That's just the dueling drops here. Anyway, so that is up and running. Go now to PrestonSteve.com, submit, and let's get you on board. Speaking of
COVID-19,
I'm curious because there's no treatment available right now, and they're trying all kinds of stuff. And I'm curious, have they ever considered trying ginger ale? Because in my house, ginger ale fixed everything.
Well, whenever you're sick, ginger ale is the go-to item. I never, so again, that would fall in the realm of drinks I immediately associate with being sick.
Yeah.
There are two.
Me too.
Ginger ale and Gatorade.
And Gatorade.
I never drink ginger ale or Gatorade outside of an illness.
Gatorade for me was not fixing the illness. It was after the illness was over. All right. After the lovin's gone.
Right.
No, but now we need to bring you back up to speed. We got to get the liquids in, the electrolytes and all that stuff. Kathy?
Yeah, so the ginger ale was, at least in my household, was to, if you had an upset stomach, it would sort of like settle your stomach. Or whenever we had the flu or whatever, it was something that could go into the stomach, I guess, and you wouldn't throw it back up. I don't even know if that's true. Like, I'm assuming that's what you guys were told too. Like, is that true? Does that work?
I don't know if it's true, but that's what I was told.
I thought it settled your stomach. Did you guys ever, because when we used to get tummy aches growing up, we had, it was like Coke syrup.
Yes.
We talked about that
before.
I posted this on
my tummy hurt.
It was about a month ago that I was sick and I was at home and I had the flu, and I posted a picture because I just naturally went to ginger ale to fix the problem.
And I took a picture of my ginger ale can, and I was like, was this a cure-all for anybody else in their household? And a lot of people said Coke syrup. I don't even know where you get Coke syrup.
You can get Coke syrup. I don't know where you get it. We used to get it all the time. My mother always had it, and it was a way, again, it served that purpose. And then we switched to maple syrup.
Okay.
Which just drinking that was just great. No, but Coke syrup had that sort of, it settled your stomach. Ginger ale, to me, Preston, at a certain point, maybe was just psychosomatic. Maybe we thought, oh, okay, I guess I feel better now because I drank ginger ale.
I don't know if it was psychosomatic or not, because it automatically made me feel better. And so the three things that were the go-tos in my household growing up, Preston, whenever me or my brothers, whenever any of us got sick, number one was ginger ale. Number two, saltines. Yeah. And by the way, specific brands were really important. Canada Dry ginger ale.
Yeah. Well, that's real
Nabisco,
ginger ale.
Yeah. Nabisco. Yeah, I don't want any of that Seagram's crap. Yeah, you can forget it. Yeah. Nabisco saltines, and then the last, which was a staple, Campbell's chicken soup.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were premium saltines.
Ooh. I don't know. Premium. Ooh. Well,
I don't know if
would
that
you
was...
like your crackers, huh?
To tell you the truth, I don't know if that's the brand or if that's just like
No, I think, Case, I think it is, because that's what... Well, I'll look it up, but that's right. What we would get to.
Okay. Yeah.
What is Bill Gates eat? I'm sure that's the brand.
Premium.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Coke syrup or the cola syrup was such a staple in my household. It was kept in the medicine cabinet. It wasn't like it was in the spice cabinet.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did it taste like, Case?
I mean, it tasted like cola.
It was super sweet.
And you would take it by the spoonful.
Another thing that a little concoction that my parents would whip up, and it would be when a stomach issue, I think it was, or maybe it was almost anything as well. It's just hard to remember, would be Sprite, and then they would put some lime sherbet in it.
Oh.
Yeah. So a couple scoops of lime sherbet, and then you pour Sprite in it. Oh, my God. It was so good. And it was like a treat, you know, but they were using it as some kind of medicinal thing.
It's like a little bonus.
A little bonus.
To me, that seems like the kind of thing. It is a very tight slalom when your stomach is upset when you have something like that. For me, the go-to is always going to be regular Coca-Cola or ginger ale. Okay. If you start, I think, though, that sounds like it'd be a good dessert.
Yeah,
I
don't know. Totally.
Would it help, or was it just like, because Jell-O was a go-to. Do you think you could hold down some Jell-O?
Right. I don't know if it worked. It made me happy, though.
Yeah.
It tastes good. Kathy?
Yeah, that was the thing. Like, when I started to, you know, into my adult years, I really didn't drink soda. And so when I would start to not feel good, that would be my excuse. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to get ginger ale.
And then another thing that I found when I posted, a lot of people said that the ginger ale, and I'm seeing texts coming up, the ginger ale needed to be flat in order for it to work.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I was always, I do like flat soda. I know that's kind of stupid, but I do. I don't like it overly bubbly. I like it inert and dead.
I always thought that the carbonation and the burping was assisting in whatever your issue was with your stomach.
It's helping, syrup, man.
Helping to get, you know.
How do you flatten it? Will you just like stir it? Or
with a hammer.
Use a hammer. No, I guess you leave it out.
You open it up.
Just take the cap off.
Yeah, just take the cap off and let it breathe like a fine wine.
But you have to, but it takes a while, though. It takes like a day, right? It takes at least a day for it to go flat, I would imagine. So what do you just, you constantly have one open at for the ready?
If you're civilized, you do.
I guess you do. Let me go. I don't know what Brendan wants to talk about. Hey, Brendan, good morning.
Morning, Preston. How are you guys?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Not too much. So my mom, she's a nurse. I mean, knows a lot about the medical field, stuff like that. And when I was growing up, I mean, I could be, you know, upset stomach, bleeding out my eyes. and I still wouldn't have to go to school, or I'd still have to go to school, I mean.
Yeah.
But basically, the idea behind the ginger ale is that she told me they used to chew on the ginger root, and it actually helps with nauseousness and kind of vomiting and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, then wouldn't figging help?
Yeah, I think figging, yeah, it gets
right?
directly
That's
into your
That's putting ginger
right
in your butt.
In your butthole.
Yeah, it goes right into your blood system.
Why don't you try jamming some ginger in your butthole?
I can't. Ginger has such a strong flavor to it. I can't imagine chewing on ginger root.
It would have to be like a tiny piece.
Yeah.
Well, if you've never, for people who don't know, it makes a wonderful soda, but if you get it in its purest form, it'll lift your head off.
Oof. I do, but you know what? Sometimes it does. It actually helps, like, with my sinuses. I have a smoothie that has little tiny chunks of ginger in it, and if I'm having, like, some sinus issues and I drink that, it clears it out.
Okay.
All right, well, why do they put ginger with your, when you get sushi, they give you ginger, and
yeah, they ran out of Marianne.
Is that like a palate cleanser or something?
It's pickled ginger, and I always assumed it to be a palate cleanser.
Okay.
Because you're going to some pretty extreme flavors sometimes from sushi roll to sushi
roll.
You
want this in your butt?
Okay. They allow that?
They give you the option.
Wow.
At Benihana's they do, but you don't want to put your ass over that heated
no,
table.
No. I will go to Dave. Hi, Dave. You're on the air. Good morning.
How you doing, guys?
Good. What's up, buddy?
We used to use Berner's ginger ale. It was from Michigan, and it has the highest amount of ginger in there.
What's the name brand again?
Berner's. Berner's.
Okay. Never heard of it.
And, well, you could get it at Wegmans.
Okay.
It has the highest amount of ginger in there. My mom used to heat it up if we had a sore throat. And if we had stomach ache, she would put milk in. It wouldn't curdle. That's the only ginger ale that would not curdle.
All right. So the notion of milk with ginger ale is a little disturbing. But I like Coke and Pepsi with milk. So I guess it's sort of the same thing. But you say this pure form would always, you'd always get a good result with it?
Yeah.
All right. Always, So right now, COVID-19 doesn't have an aspect of it. You know, that's a stomach thing for the most part.
No,
it's obviously
right.
Lungs and respiratory issues. But when I get hit with things, when I'm laid out, it's usually that. It's usually stomach diarrhea.
Yeah.
The vomiting and that's what really wipes me out. I don't get whomped with a standard flu or a standard lung thing, a respiratory thing.
Is there a cure-all for a respiratory thing that's not medicinal? That's, you know what I mean? That's like a soda or something. Like, I can't think of anything.
I insert Brussels sprouts rectally.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's effective, but it's an old world.
Brussels sprouts?
Oh, yeah. No, I let them go flat. Actually, I can't think of anything. Though I was comforted to learn recently that the misconception that milk exacerbates congestion, that's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you get something respectory, menthol cigarettes are probably
very good. Right. The more you can smoke, and in fact, filterless Turkish cigarettes.
Minty freshness.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve, oh, sorry.
Yeah. I don't think it was for respiratory, but for sore throat, we would. My mom wouldn't be afraid to give us a shot of Jameson's with, like a hot toddy, a little bit of honey, a hot tea, and a little shot of Jameson.
Now that you loosened up, why not give mommy a massage?
Oh, dear God. You weirdo. No, it was, and I think mostly it was to help us, quote unquote, sleep at the end of the night.
Nick, but that's the equivalent of a hot toddy. My friend Jay Caruso is a great guy. I remember I'd come over and he'd be rocking the hot toddies, and we were just in school, and he'd get
lemon, honey, hot tea, and then and a little bit of Jameson's in there.
Yep,
nice. All right, let me go next to Mike. Hey, Mike. Good morning.
COVID-19.
Yeah.
COVID-19. What's up, Mike?
What's up? So this isn't so much a remedy as my recovery. For some weird reason, after I have a really bad stomach bug, I crave McDonald's. Like you would not believe.
Anything in particular off of the menu?
Just cheeseburger, fries, and a soda. I don't know if it's my body trying to get salt and sugar back into it or what.
Might be.
It's some sort of weird recovery thing.
It doesn't sound weird. It doesn't sound weird, but it's for some reason. And one thing you got to learn is if you're craving stuff like that, your body's trying to tell you something.
Yeah, usually.
So you probably do need some sodium back in your system, and you probably need, go with the flow. If you feel it, do it, baby.
Yeah,
you do you.
If you're rocking a hangover, which, usually is a headache and, upset stomach, greasy, salty stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. That's your sort of your go-to.
All right. Kevin wants to go to the flat Coke. Hey, Kevin, you're on the air. Good morning.
Tornado.
Tornado. Maybe. We'll see, man. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I grew up the same thing that you guys are talking about with ginger ale and everything, but a local thing that was in New Jersey is called Take a Boost or Drink a Toast. It's it's like a flat Coke drink.
Huh.
And they would mix it with a little bit of water. And it's like in the Riverside Delran area. But I looked on their website for takeaboost.com, and I found Parkwood, PA,
and Franklin Mills, PA, where they sell it.
And it's it's called Take a Boost, and it's sold as flat soda?
It's basically like a flat cola.
Huh.
Yeah, and you would like mix it with either with water or with seltzer to make a soda. Mix it in with, making a milkshake kind of thing.
All right. That sounds good.
Thanks, man.
I was not asking to talk. I was saying line one.
Oh, okay. I thought Casey was going to go. Ken, you're on the air. Good morning. Casey wanted me to go to you. Hey, Ken.
Hey, it's Tim, not Ken.
Hi, Tim. Hi. What's up, buddy?
Years ago, I worked for Coca-Cola in New York, and what we used to do, we would supply the syrup to the pharmacies, and they would bottle it and sell it as a cough syrup.
So okay. You would bring directly pure Coke syrup, and then they would brand it and do their own thing with it?
Yeah, we would turn around and get it by the gallon, and the pharmacy would buy it by the gallon, and they would just turn around and bottle it up themselves. You can still get it, the syrup now, through Multiflow. He delivers to the firehouse up here where I'm at in Green Lane.
Multiflow.
And you can get it by the bottle, the gallon bottles.
Gallon bottles.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd like to purchase the Multiflow. No, it's not about my period.
If you're a pharmacist, you're selling it big time. It was an old Italian neighborhood. Okay. That was the big thing.
I have no doubt. Yeah, I used to, as a kid, we'd hear about it and use it all the time. Yeah, I mean, Coke syrup.
All right, thanks, Tim. Kathy, you had to have grown up in a family full of non-traditional remedies, right?
I mean, like I said, we definitely did the ginger ale, and that's just something I associate with not feeling well. That, the saltines, the chicken noodle soup. Ginger was used a lot, Preston. There were like ginger tea and stuff like that. Like I said before, my mom would give me that for sinuses and stuff. But did anybody mention the grape juice?
No.
So apparently a lot of people think that grape juice will keep the stomach bug away if someone in your house gets it. So if like somebody in the house gets sick, you start drinking grape juice. And I originally thought was, okay, maybe does it have something to do with the vitamins in it or whatever? But apparently I looked it up, and the idea is that some people claim that drinking grape juice changes the pH of your digestive tract, making it harder for the stomach virus to multiply.
Huh. Oh, so there's legitimacy to it.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Does the same go for red wine then, Kath?
Perfect. I don't know, but that's a really good point, Casey.
I have caught the virus yet. No. I feel great. And I got a little wedge of fig in my butt.
Wow.
Casey, just to make you feel better, you and I did share the same brand of saltines growing up. It was Nabisco was premium brand. So Nabisco saltines were also known as premium saltines. So it was Nabisco premium and then Canada Dry Ginger.
Thanks for knocking him off his high horse there.
What's is Zesta a brand?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we had. They're in the red box.
That's the Keebler.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, the elf, that's pretty good. Yeah. Other home
that's
memories.
A good crack.
When you guys, did we all get chicken pox here?
Yes.
Yeah,
I did.
Did you guys take baking soda baths?
No.
No, but we did.
The Dance of the Seven Veils?
No. I remember getting like poison ivy or something like that and doing something similar, taking a bath that maybe Epsom salt or I don't remember.
Oatmeal. But it was like an oatmeal type stuff. You're talking about for the chicken
well, no, for chicken pox, it was definitely baking soda.
Was it?
Yeah, and okay. I don't know if that like helped dry out the sores on your body or whatever.
God, baking soda, that's another one, too. That's kind of, some people brush their teeth with that stuff.
Baking soda My is mom. The most utilitarian. It's just an astonishing amount of stuff it can do.
Your mom, Kat?
Yeah, she brushed her teeth with baking soda for a while. And she used and then she did move to like baking soda based toothpaste, and she tried to
maybe it's time to change things up.
She tried to get me to use it. It's so disgusting. It's like I would gag while I was brushing my teeth.
I'm sure. Is it just because the gritty nature of it, or did it taste
and the taste too, like a little bit on the tongue? Yeah, it was gross. I didn't
work it in there, Kathy. It's gonna really work out nice. You can have some beautiful choppers when you grow up.
I'm going to go to Jeff. Hi, Jeff. You're on the air. Good morning.
Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, my man. What's up?
Hey, so you're talking about the ginger. So my concoction that I do is I'm kind of a bigger guy. And so I get really bad heartburn and acid reflux. So what I do is I take apple cider vinegar,
yeah,
and I do ginger root. I chop up ginger root in it, and then a cup of sugar-free or diet cranberry juice.
Okay.
And I drink that every night. Helps out. I don't have any acid reflux, any heartburn anymore.
Wow.
Doesn't matter what I eat. I could eat Indian food. I could eat hot wings. You know, it doesn't matter. It knocks it right out.
Jeff, did you create this yourself, or did you get it recommended to you?
So I saw online that the combination of apple cider vinegar and ginger was really good for heartburn, but it's absolutely gross to drink by itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I decided just to add some diet juice to it. So that way I wasn't adding any sugar or anything along those lines. And it cures my problem every single time.
Wow. Didn't know that.
That's very interesting. So ginger root, cranberry juice, or it has to be sugar-free cranberry juice, and apple cider vinegar.
Yep. Right. I mean, it probably doesn't have to be, sugar-free or diet, but, you know, it's just the route that I ended up going.
Okay. You were talking about something, coronavirus-related and upper respiratory things. I was talking to Dr. Mike, and he is of a mind, as are a number of other doctors, that the NeoMed, keeping your nasal passages moist, keeping them irrigated, basically. Mm-hmm. I do it like four times a day now, because the virus gains access through the tip of your nose on the inside.
Yeah.
That's the most likely place for the virus to enter your body.
Well, and it plays in part too. Remember Casey brought up a couple weeks ago, staying hydrated. Like it's
exactly.
Yeah,
you're exactly right, Kathy. The hydration is a critical element. So doing that little thing, he believes, and I think it seems accurate from what everyone's saying, might be a nice little level of defense against the COVID-19.
COVID-19!
Hang on, let me go to Kyle, because this is interesting. I was asking how you get soda to go flat right away. A lot of people were calling me an a-hole and saying you just shake it up.
Were they using such supportive language as a-hole?
If you were to do that, you'd have to shake it up, burp it, do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again, right? And would it eventually, I wonder how long it would take to go flat.
We don't have time for that, Preston.
Yeah, that's right.
The COVID-19. COVID-19.
Let me go to Kyle. Kyle, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys. Sorry to bother you at work.
It's all right, man. What's
that's
up?
All right, Kyle.
All right. So you're talking about the flat soda, all right? Now, an easy trick that I do, just a little bit of white sugar inside the soda to go flat immediately.
Oh. Really?
Really?
Yeah, if you're going to use like a 2 liter or something like that, maybe like two spoonfuls, it'll fizz like crazy. And then
you're a little alchemist, you are. So
that's
just
interesting.
That probably would work, though.
I don't know if I could handle. I do, you know. Well, I guess you could do maybe diet soda, because now I can't handle fully sugared sodas.
So sweet, isn't it?
It's too much for me.
So sweet. Have a Four Loko.
Oh, I've never tried that. But if you're gonna try, you know, Coca-Cola, ginger ale, something like that. Half a spoonful of sugar per. Yeah.
Okay.
Glass.
Nick.
Another option would be to go to my grandmother's house, because the flat in her refrigerator. Yeah.
Why is that?
Or I can give you some ice cream that's got a sheet of ice on top of it.
Although
it was a slice soda, not even Sprite or 7-Up. Slice.
My friend's mother would put, and this could be a whole other conversation, a spoon in the soda in the bottle. Right, Kathy?
My grandmother, too.
So you put the spoon in upside down, so the handle goes in and touches the soda, and that's supposed to keep it from going flat, right,
oh
Kathy?
My God. Yeah. I actually had no idea why she did that.
Yeah, that's apparently the rumor is it keeps it from going flat. It's a total myth.
And you also have to make love to the devil.
Yes.
With the spoon. Yeah, all those grandmother things, all those fixes.
My mom is a big advocate of mint, like peppermint. She usually has like a mint peppermint lifesaver in the morning. She can't eat in the morning. Her stomach, for some reason, is upset every morning.
Does she put the lifesaver on a plate with a knife and fork next to her?
No. But Santa Claus brought her like a bag of like 200 peppermint individually wrapped lifesavers, because he knows.
You've got the worst Santa Claus in the world.
And then whenever we go out to eat, we go to a couple of different little delis around our house.
And she likes to have a York peppermint patty.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
Really after good. She gets done eating, like a little tiny one, and that settles her stomach.
We don't have time to go to this call because we got a break and come back because we have Billy Gardell. But Valerie was saying peppermint and Himalayan salt helps with respiratory system, can help open it up a little bit.
So I believe that.
Yeah, well, that salt cave, that's what it is. It's filled with Himalayan salts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And lifesavers. Okay.
And lifesavers, wow. I did not know. Well, interesting. I just was curious if they considered using ginger ale as a cure-all for...
COVID-19!
Have they tried it? I'm just curious. All right, we need to take a break because, like I said, Billy Gardell is going to be joining us in a little while. And Steve has whipped up the contest for us in honor of the Masters, which was supposed to take place this past weekend.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
No, it did not. But so
we have it, though.
We'll take that out for a spin. Yeah, it's the Preston and Steve Masters. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Glad you asked. Five Finger Death Punch. Blue Stones. Now I'm shaking off the rush. Disturbed.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
Let's take a look at NJM Insurance Group traffic. Kathy, what's going on this morning? Okay, Kathy's not there.
Be that way, Kathy.
Be that way, then. I will take this moment to share with you something that we said a little while ago. We are officially taking submissions, auditions, if you will, for the Preston and Steve Isolation Island. And it's a chance. Everybody's, you know, working on their craft right now, or maybe their hobby, which if it has to involve music or entertainment of some sort. We're seeing a lot of this, so we would like to showcase it, and we would like to reward you. We have a $500 cash prize. What you have to do first is send us a video of you entertaining, doing whatever it is you do, playing the piano, playing, you know, wine glasses or singing or whatever it may be. And we're going to narrow those down to a certain number of finalists who will actually come on the air and perform them live, and we'll do that via possibly Facebook Live. We're going to work on that. We're trying to figure out the best audio choice, because Marissa and I went through things like Zoom and Facebook Live and some other
Pornhub
stuff. Yeah, and Pornhub. So we're going to try those out. But anyhow, it is your time now to submit those through PrestonandSteve.com. Upload your audition tape. You must be at least 18 years or older to enter. And it's got to be audio. We need to be able to hear it.
Yeah.
And
get creative. Yeah.
Yeah. Get creative. And that's what people are doing right now.
That's it. This is being locked. And honestly, the quarantine has helped really lower our bar for what we consider talented. So you have a really good shot at this.
Yeah. Each day we're gonna come up with two finalists from each day, and that'll go on to the final round, which we'll have a fan vote beginning on April 17th, which is a Friday. So get those over now. We want to see your talent. Kathy, are you ready now?
I am, yes.
All right, let's get a look at NJM Insurance Group traffic. What's going on?
I know. Ew, I totally sounded like that.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm okay. I'm sorry. I had to put the cats in the bathroom. They're such scamps. They knock at the door at these French doors and just distracts me. But I digress. Let's go.
295 northbound at 42. The ramp to 42 freeway is closed because of a downed tree. So to get to 42 north, you continue on 295 northbound. Get off at the Black Horse Pike, which is exit 28. Take the ramp to north 168, the Black Horse Pike. Go north on that. And then you take that back to 295 southbound and then follow the signs to the 42 freeway. New Jersey Turnpike northbound, just north of 322, the right lane blocked with an accident. There's a jackknife tractor trailer also on the New Jersey Turnpike at 168, right at the toll plaza. Police are trying to direct traffic around it. The Black Horse Pike at the Atlantic City Expressway, there's something in the roadway, some debris blocking one lane, and then flooding on Route 130 right at the Brooklawn Circle, the right lane closed. Vine Expressway eastbound at the Ben Franklin Bridge, the on-ramp to the bridge. There's a box truck that has spun out, so it's partially blocking that ramp. University Avenue southbound at 34th Street, there's flooding in the right lane. And then in Exton, Route 100 northbound at the 30 bypass, the right lane blocked with an accident. This traffic report brought to you by Acme. Acme is hiring for their stores and distribution center to serve the increasing needs of communities during this uncharted time. Looking for an exciting opportunity? Go to acmemarkets.com/careers. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
All right, thanks, Kath. We're going to get to Billy Gardell on a little bit. We're getting that set up, and then yeah, like I said, we may go for this little contest thing. Speaking of contest, MMR's Rock Refund is taking place. next opportunity coming up with us, which will be at 10 a.m. So we'll give you the special word for that particular hour and how to enter it. And you never know, you might win $500. And then after we do it, Pierre takes the helm, and then you'll have your chance at noon and 2, Jackson at 4 and 6, and then Jackie Bam Bam at 8 p.m. So get yourself set. We'd love for you to win some money. All right, our next guest is on the line and ready to go. We love talking to him. He's been calling us for years, and his show is on tonight. And it's a fun show. Bob Hart's Ibushola.
I watch it.
And it's on at 8:30 on CBS. Let's get the man, ladies and gentlemen. Billy Gardell is on the program. Hey. Hello, Billy.
Hey, how are you guys? Long time no talk.
It's been a little while, but we're all good, man. We're living like everybody else is, you know, in isolation and trying to cure boredom.
Yeah, well, thank you for what you do, man. Morning radio is important, and it's important to be informed, but it's also important to have good distractions. I can't imagine trying to find show material right now. God bless you guys.
Thanks,
you for what you're doing, man. It's important. It's important.
Yeah.
It's important right now. We all got to stick together right now, man. Yeah.
You know it well, Billy, and the truth of the matter is that, you know, again, we call it diversion therapy, and it does really help to tear yourself away from the news. And check out, obviously, your show, Bob Hart's Ibushola, which is a great show. You've had a lucky, I mean, obviously, you're really good at what you do, but you've had
No. You're absolutely right. There's a lot of luck involved. You know, look, if you're going to have one guy like you in Hollywood, let it be Chuck Lorre.
Oh yeah. My God! I mean, his touch is unbelievable.
That man. I would go over and but for what he's done for me, like you know, Mike and Molly, he thought I was the guy.
Yeah.
6.5 seasons, and then 3 years after that show's off the air, he calls me. He goes, you know, he goes, I think I got something. I think you're the guy for it again. And I was like, I don't even know what. I go, do you want me to come over and cut the grass? Do you want me to call over? You know, it's funny because there, you know, you work hard and you practice your craft, and I think that elongates your opportunity should you get one. But I think getting one is a lot of luck of being in the right place, the right person seeing you. We were out to dinner the other night before the quarantine, you know, about a month ago, and some not very nice fan came up and said, "Boy, you're so talented." And I said, "Thank you so much." And my wife was sitting there, and she looked at my wife and she goes, "He's so talented." And my wife goes, "Yeah, that, and he has a horseshoe in his ass."
you need that. The Romans used to have somebody stand next to them, like the generals, to remind them that all glory is fleeting. And that's what your wife is supposed to do.
Man.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. I've been married to her 20 years. I think I've made her laugh 3 times. She's my favorite friend.
Well, you know, you talk about Chuck Lorre and his, I mean, because not only is he's the showrunner for these things, but he's writing a lot of scripts. And the fact that this show, again, has another great ensemble. Tell people what Bob Hart's Ibushola is about.
Well, Bob is a guy from Detroit who owns a compression sock business. He's a small business owner, and he's taking care of his nutty family. And the stress of his business and that responsibility puts him in the hospital, and he has a heart attack. And when he wakes up, he sees this Nigerian cardiac nurse, played by Folaki Olowofayeku.
Well, there's a name.
And she just has this strong, stoic strength. And then she has a smile that lights up the room, and there's a connection there, and there's two things going on in the show. One, it's very sweet and very funny, and you can watch it with the family. The second side is it's an example of a hardworking immigrant trying to make a better life for their family. So you've got a lot of American qualities in it, and it's one more time, Chuck put together this ensemble of people,
yeah,
and kind of dropped me in the middle of them, the direct traffic, and I couldn't be more grateful. I mean, we have such a lovely cast, and like I said, look, man, we're not doing anything that's, you know, we're trying to do what we do, which is be a half hour of laughter for you. And that's all, man. Look, in this world right now we're living in, we got to look out for each other. We got to take this serious. Everything we argue about doesn't matter right now. We have one problem.
Yeah,
so we need to look out for each other. And right, if we can be a distraction for you, that's all we are. You need to stay informed, but I think you need to take a break, too. And if we can be a laugh for you for a half hour on Monday nights, I hope you'll give us a shot.
Yeah, no, it, it has a great way of contextualizing everything. What I love is Abishola's family. And the thing is that...
they're wonderful.
They're really... I don't know where if they came from theater. I've never seen most of these people before. But the a lot of the humor comes from their reaction to you. And it sort of goes... You are sort of the put upon guy who's always trying to prove himself, but everyone gets their gets their treatment on the show, which I think is really smart.
Well, I think that's smart and level headed, and I think when we're brave enough to engage with people that aren't the same as us, we are unafraid to ask goofy questions and have someone safe enough to answer them back and forth. I think that back and forth is where humor comes from. I mean, it's the connection of things that aren't already figured out. And I think there's a real element of that in the show. And the like you said, the family, you actually are correct. The aunt, her name is Shola, and she is a stage actress from England with Nigerian descent. She is just absolutely powerful. And then Barry Shabaka, who you've seen in 100 different things. He's such a brilliant actor. He plays the uncle. I just adore him. Christine Ebersole plays my mom.
She's great.
Broadway actress for you. So Chuck kind of put together, and then like I'm like the wily veteran of sitcom. I feel like Bull Durham.
Yeah.
So, but this nice combination of Mary Beth, who plays my sister's new to this game, and so but there's been a real nice gelling. Chuck is great at gelling a team together and getting them to trust each other, because then you really, the audience will believe that you guys are connecting, and then they'll laugh when you ask them to. And we just have such great co-stars. And like I said, man, I have no idea how I sailed into this again, but I'm very grateful. And,
we're just looking to
make you laugh for a half hour.
You're really good at it. I mean, I know, and you're being modest, which I understand, but that does work. Again, Chuck Lorre is that guy, though, who has the ability to see. Like, I watch another one of his shows, Mom, which, again, has an incredibly well-defined ensemble. And,
yeah.
That's it. These shows live and die by the ensemble, as you well know. And if that's in place, and it is in place with your show, you'll have a good run.
Thanks, guys. And I appreciate that. And like I said, you know, we're just trying to make you laugh for a half hour, just like you guys are trying to entertain people for 4 hours a morning. You know, we all need to stay informed. We all need to stay diligent.
Yeah.
And we need a distraction a little bit here and there. So put us on the pile if you want to give us a shot. And I think you'll like our show.
Hey, by the way, kudos to Pittsburgh, your hometown. They seem to be leading the charge in the vaccine rush for the coronavirus. Yeah.
Listen, UPMI, man, I root for them like the Steelers get the first time. They're leading. They're doing good towards the vaccine, and they're also doing good towards coming up with an efficient test. So hopefully we'll be able to track this thing, and we won't have to go through the same kind of quarantine if there should be another thing. But right. Again, man, it's all about caring for each other. It's all about nothing else matters. We all have one problem. So
yeah.
So be courteous, be kind, be careful, man. Even if you think you're tough enough to walk through this, which nobody really knows. So don't be fooled by that. But even if you think that, remember you could give it to somebody who's older. So let's just look out for each other this one time.
True.
I think that's the way to go.
And, listen, thank you for providing me and everybody else even if it's just a half hour of,
That's it, man.
Yeah. And then also, Billy, I got punched in the balls yesterday when I was so excited.
What?
I was so excited for the NFL draft. I was thinking that it was this Thursday, and then I'm like, oh, no, it's not for another week. And I was like,
No, I'm with you. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm like, I'm so desperate for sports.
Something.
I would literally watch. I would watch two cats racing down the street.
Oh yeah,
it's coming though. We'll get there, man. All right. Well, listen, Billy. It's always
we'll get there.
Always great to have you on, bud. So we appreciate.
You guys, listen. No crap, man. You guys, what you're doing is great. You're providing that comfort and information we need right now. I love morning radio. It's always good to talk to you guys, man. And be well today.
and catch our show tonight.
You got it. Well, thanks, Billy. Billy Gardell, yeah. Guys.
Someone was at his door.
And he better get that. Now. Yeah. But, yeah, it's the show's on tonight on CBS at 8:30. It's Bob Hart's Abishola. Hang on a second. I think I got... hey, is your name Joe?
Yes, it is.
Joe, are you bursting to tell us something that we need to know?
Yes, I am.
Do tell. What's up?
I won $500.
How about that? It's the Rock Refund.
$500.
Good on you. And the word was fun, which I think you are now allowed to have.
Yeah.
Because you got an extra $500. Where are you from, Joe?
I'm from Hamilton, New Jersey.
All right. And what are you doing today?
Right now, I am working out in the rain.
Oh, really? What do you do?
I do construction, still essential, I guess, right now.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, well, listen, it'll make this kind of crappy weather day feeling, make feel a little bit better having $500 in your pocket. So it's just a way of saying thank you to listening to MMR. So we appreciate it, Joe.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, bye. Congratulations. And there he goes.
Yes, that's a nice way to start a week, right?
Man who just won $500. And we thank our sponsor, A&T Subaru and Chevy in Sellersville. And you know what? I can say this now. The winning is just beginning.
The winning is.
I always like to be able to say that.
Just beginning.
We're going to try a game here. Steve came up with this. So the Masters was supposed to take place over the weekend. A lot of the depressed golf fans. It's going to be postponed. But we have a Masters contest. Steve has isolated audio clips of either movies or television show where a master is mentioned.
Yes.
We'll play a clip for you. It could be if you can identify the exact movie.
It's got to be the exact movie.
Or the exact TV show, you win a prize. And Casey's sifting through the prizes right now.
It's our version of the Masters.
Yes.
Have they given any projection as to the actual Masters? Yeah, you have it, Nick?
They have. Yeah, November 9th through the 15th. And I was just thinking about it over the weekend because obviously the Masters are supposed to happen this weekend. And part of the appeal for anybody really watching the tournament is the azaleas coming into bloom. You know, that's green. But it'll be kind of nice because you think about Georgia in the fall and maybe that'll just be a different version of a beautiful golf course.
Yeah, but also you never know. Georgia and the Carolinas do get snow from time to time.
Yeah.
And if it just happens to be a weird weather moment, it could be a very interesting...
And they'd have to play.
It'd be a very interesting Masters.
Or
yeah.
Maybe they'll be impressed by our version of the Masters and run with that.
Maybe.
Has the Masters usually doesn't happen on Easter weekend, right? I know that it's like the first, after the first
well,
like, full
it
week
does
of April.
Because that was the last game Jesus played before he was crucified.
I
got in a quick nine.
I want to say it has, Casey, that it has been.
I'm just I'm saying it, that's not the norm it's, because it was
no,
a late
they,
Easter.
No. Yeah, they don't plan it around Easter.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure, yeah, it was supposed to be this past weekend, right, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now it's going to be November, and they've moved a few of the other tournaments back, too. But it's nice to know that, you know, if things hold, the Masters has a definitive date.
Right.
And I was reading yesterday that Tiger Woods has, like, some crazy amount of hole-in-ones in his professional career. It's something like he's got, like, 26 hole-in-ones in his professional career. But he's only had one hole-in-one since 2000. So that means, like, all of his hole-in-ones were, like... In a like a really short span of time.
You're not including the Perkins waitress, right?
No, that was it took a couple times. No, we went to the Greenbrier a few years ago, which is this resort, and Sam Snead at one point was the pro at that place. Sam Snead was one of the greatest golfers of all time, and they have all of his hole in one balls there in his restaurant, and he had like 19 or something ridiculous like that.
I mean,
in front of him. I saw Steve a little while back, and I forgot. Who it was? It was a great professional golfer, and they set him out on like a 150-yard par three. Maybe it was a little less than that. And Casey, they had him hit balls until he hit a hole in one, and it took him, I want to say, over 500 before he eventually put
no
one
kidding.
In hole. So even those guys, as great as they are, a hole in one is sometimes you just got lucky. You have a basic idea of where you want to put it, so it might funnel towards the hole, but to actually put it in the hole. Is there's so much luck involved, it's ridiculous.
I don't know. Ask your daughter. It seems pretty easy, doesn't it?
First swing of a club ever, she made a hole in one. And then she never played again.
Never played
That's
again.
That's it. Why would you? You've done it. It's like Citizen Kane. What do you do after that?
Yeah. Toss your clubs away.
Right.
All right. So we're going to try this out, the Masters. We have a clip from either a film or TV show that mentions Master. And if you can identify it, you win a prize. And, Casey, what are some of the things that we have to give away?
Well, we have a lot of movies, right? So we have 1917. We have that on DVD, Blu-ray. We also have cases of the Vulpulin IPA from our friends over at Sly Fox. We have one more digital download of Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. We also have Just Mercy. We have a digital download of that, as well as a digital download for Birds of Prey.
Okay.
Which I watched and I enjoyed.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so are we going to leave with the one you have highlighted?
No,
here?
You know what? You tell me which ones you want me
let's
to
just go
have
in the order. Said, bro. Let's go in the order here. Yeah.
Okay.
Some of these might be way hard, but let's see how you do. All right, so I'm going to go to Eddie. Hey, Eddie, good morning.
What's happening, guys?
Eddie, we are playing the Masters game. I'm going to play a clip for you from a film that mentions Master. If you can get the title correct, then we have a prize for you, okay?
All right.
All right. What, do you want to do three callers, and if they don't get it, we'll give you an answer and move on?
Do we want to do Marissa's thing of the on text as well? Or
do that? Sure. Okay, that might help. All right.
Okay.
Eddie, listen closely. Here's our Master clip.
Master's my friend. You don't have any friends.
All right, now we need the exact movie that's from.
I'm sorry, can you do that one more time? I accidentally hit a button on my phone.
Absolutely. Here we go, listen closely.
Master's my friend. You don't have any friends.
The voice should be recognizable.
Oh, man, it's so, like, blurry, like, sounding. I can barely hear it. I'm also out in the rain. In the
nah,
truck,
so that doesn't help. Just guess a random movie.
Sorry, guys.
All right, he's
John
he's
Madden.
That was not John Madden. Let me go to Kenny. Hey, Kenny.
Gadzooks.
All right, Kenny, want me to play that clip for you?
Yeah, I couldn't hear it too well either.
All right, let's try it and see if you can hear it now.
Master's my friend. You don't have any friends.
Did you hear it that time?
Nah, I'm not getting it either.
What?
I can't believe
it's like
that.
Really garble.
It's like garble.
Are they getting it on the?
Yeah, they're getting it on the text messages. All right. Let me. I'll lower it and see if that helps. Listen closely. It's a character voice, so that's why it might sound weird to you. But here we go.
Master's my friend. You don't have any friends.
I can hear it just fine. All right. Sorry, Kenny. See you later. All right. Let me go to John. We'll try one more. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. John, did you hear the clip?
I did.
And do you know what movie it's from?
I was going to say Lord of the Rings, Two Towers.
He got it! Yeah! Two Towers. Nice.
I thought
that'd be the tough one or one of the tough ones because of the specific nature of the title.
I went with the clip where he was fighting with himself because that occurs in the Two Towers where he's having crisis.
Here's what we got for you.
We got a case of Sly Fox Vulpulin IPA bursting with Citra and Mosaic hops that provides notes of stone fruit and mango. This easy drink and IPA is a must for your quarantine stockpile. You can also order your favorite bites and brews at SlyFoxBeer.com. Available for pickup at all Sly Fox locations.
Nice. Hang on the line. We'll get your info. Casey, let's go with this one right here. All right.
Got it.
Here is, let's get our caller on the line, then we'll get to the clip. I'm going to go to Vinny. Yo, Vin.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo, dude, playing the Masters. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, name this clip. Here we go.
I trust you don't have me followed on my day off.
You ever took one, I might.
Know your limits, Master Wayne.
Ooh, okay.
Wow. That's not good audio there. Can I have it one more time?
Yeah, here we go. Listen, there's a lot of
noise.
There's a lot of music in the background. Here we go, Vinny.
I trust you don't have me followed on my day off.
You ever took one, I might.
Know your limits, Master Wayne.
What do you think?
Star Wars?
No, not Star Wars. Incorrect. Thank you. Let me go next to Seth. Hey, Seth.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Seth, we're playing the Masters game. We're doing well. You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, listen closely to the clip.
I trust you don't have me followed on my day off.
You ever took one, I might.
Know your limits, Master Wayne.
All right, Seth.
Let's go with The Dark Knight.
He's
yeah!
Case, what do we got for him?
All right, for you, we have 1917 on DVD, Golden Globe winner for Best Motion Picture. 1917 is a must-own, visually striking spectacle with inspiring heroes. It's distinctly perceived from classic war movies and transcends this categorization with more scale, action, and suspense. You can own it today.
That's the great scene in The Dark Knight where he is he has his shirt off and his back is facing Alfred. And you see all the cuts and all the bruises.
There's at the beginning of it, I have a hard time understanding what he's saying because he's so choppy when he's talking like that.
I trust you don't have me followed on my day off.
You ever? I take him out.
I hope you don't have me followed on my day off. And he says, I would if you ever took a day off.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. Next clip and next caller. I'm going to go to Clint. So far, we're batting 1,000, man.
Yeah.
All right, Clint.
Hey, Gadzooks, guys.
Gadzooks, bud. All right, we're going to try one. We're going to hop in the Wayback Machine, and we're going to go way back for this one. This one might be one of the more difficult ones. You ready to try it, though?
Let's give it a shot.
All right, here we go. Listen closely.
Back. Yes, master.
Give me some Dracula.
Wow.
It's a tough one.
I'd be shocked if anybody gets this.
What can you repeat that one more time?
Yep, here we go. Here we go.
Back. Yes, master.
He thinks I'm Dracula.
I'm thinking Star Trek.
No, not Star Trek. Sorry. We'll try another call. It's Sean. Hey, Sean.
Gadzooks.
All right, Sean. I'm going to play the clip. Listen closely.
Back. Yes, master.
He thinks I'm Dracula.
Any idea?
I think that is Dr. Phil. So I'm going to go with last week's Dr. Phil show.
No, it's not last week's Dr. Phil
show. Last week's Dr. Phil.
I like the way you think, though, Sean.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. All right, let me see.
Anybody getting it on the text?
No.
It's a tough one.
Well, it's an oldie. Let me go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Yo.
All right, Jeff, here's the clip. You ready?
Yeah.
The Masters.
Back. Yes, master.
He thinks I'm Dracula.
All right, Jeff.
I'm guessing this one. Buck Rogers?
No, that is incorrect. Sorry. Steve, now I see about three people who've gotten it correct. So Marissa can dig somebody up and get us a winner. It's an older film, but we definitely will get one. So now, how do we do this? You're going to tell me who the winner is, or are you going to get them on the line? She's pointing.
You.
She just goes, you.
You.
You're
tall.
Good. You're good. You.
You are good. I guess she's calling them right now, and she's going to put them on hold, and we'll see if they can get the answer.
With the answer, you. It's one of my favorite comedies, I'll tell you that.
All right, we'll go to Gary. Hey, Gary, you're on the air, buddy.
Hey, Prespo, what's up, brother?
Yo, man. All right, so you know what movie that was?
I do know what movie that was.
What is it?
Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Yeah! Yes! Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. All right, Case, what are you going to offer him?
You know what, Garrett? I don't know if you heard all the prizes that we have to offer, but take your pick, and it's yours.
You know what? I didn't really hear, Case.
All right, I got Star Wars, I got Just Mercy, I've got Birds of Prey, and I got Cases of Bear, and I got 1917 on Blu-ray.
1917 on Blu-ray.
All right, you're going to win 1917 on Blu-ray. It won a Golden Globe for Best Picture, and it's awesome.
It's a great movie. Well-deserving. World War One.
The Masters. We're playing clips that say the word master. I will go to Jake next. Hey, Jake.
Hey, what's up, Preston?
Hey, Jake, we are going to test your knowledge of The Masters. I'm going to play this clip for you. Let's see if you know the answer. You ready?
Do it.
Here we go.
Master, moving stones around is one thing. This is totally different.
I'll bet you know that one, Jake. Let me play it. You want to hear it again?
Yeah, one more time.
All right, here we go.
Master, moving stones around is one thing. This is totally different.
Any idea what that might be?
It's too muffled. I can't hear it. I don't know.
That's weird.
Put them on hold. Maybe they hear it better if they're...
I'll put you on hold. Hang on a second. I'll play it. Listen closely.
Master, moving stones around is one thing. This is totally different.
All right. And let me pull him back up. All right, Jake, could you hear it any better?
Empire Strikes Back.
Yes!
Wow!
Nailed it! Right back with the answer. What you got for him, Casey?
All right, you have our last copy. This is our last digital download of Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, the final film in the conclusion of the Skywalker saga, available now digitally in HD and 4K Ultra HD and via Movies Anywhere, available physically on all that stuff right now. I just said it.
You did it.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, let me get Jared on the line. Hey, Jared.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Jared. You ready to try this out?
Yes, sir.
All right, tell me if you can hear this or not. Here is our clip now.
Who is the master?
Yeah. Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Yes.
Did you hear it, Jared?
I can't hear that at all. All
right, put it on hold.
Yeah, I'll do that. Hang on a second, Jared. Here we go.
Who is the master?
All right. Could you hear it better, Jared?
Kind of, sort of. I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say Beyond Thunderdome.
No.
That's actually not bad.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
That is a good guess, but that's incorrect. Sorry about that. Let me make sure Steve is on the line. Steve, are you there?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
What's a hell of a drug?
Cocaine.
Cocaine. I'd like to try some of that cocaine. All right, Steve, did you hear it?
I did, but I might need to hear one more time, please.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Hang on, here we go.
Who is the master?
All right, Steve, any idea?
Little Shop of Horrors.
No.
I have no idea. Sorry, guys.
That's all right. Thanks for trying. And let's go to one more and try them out. This is Johnny. John, are you there? John? Is your name John?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, guys.
Oh, that's okay. All right, John, do you need to hear the clip?
Yes, I do.
All right, hang on a second. Here it comes.
Who is the master?
All right, John, any idea what that is?
Grease?
No, it is not Grease. Oh, man. Marissa will get a texter because there are plenty of calls coming in, people who got that one correct.
Would you agree that's one of the guilty pleasures of that time?
Most
just a very funny movie.
It is, and it's they take a genre and do their own thing with it, and I loved it. And there's so many cheesy moments in it, but there's something about that movie I loved.
Absolutely.
Especially one of the characters who can't do any martial arts at all.
Yes.
And at the end of the movie, all of a sudden, you got it!
Yeah.
He's fighting off like 8 or 10 guys.
Yeah.
So we'll get a caller.
Yeah, and I think, is there, besides the one chick, is there anybody in that movie you've ever seen in anything else ever?
That's a good question.
A couple. Yeah. Well, okay. Let's get the answer and then,
I'm going to go to Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good. All right. What movie is it?
The Last Dragon.
The Last Dragon. Who's the master, Leroy?
Bruce Leroy.
And that guy playing Shonuff, you've seen him in other movies.
Yeah. All right, Case, what do we got for him?
All right, we got a case of Sly Fox Vulpulin IPA, bursting with Citra and Mosaic hops that provides notes of stone fruit and mango. This easy-drinking IPA is a must for your quarantine stockpile. You can also order your favorite bites and brews at SlyFoxBeer.com, available for pickup at all Sly Fox locations.
Casey, in that movie, Hood number 2 was played by Chaz Palminteri.
No
And William H. Macy.
What?
William H. Macy is JJ.
Oh, my God. Keisha Knight Pulliam.
Yeah.
From The Cosby Show was in that, too.
If you've never seen The Last Dragon, it's a lot of fun, and it's a classic 80s-style comedy. Not a lot of it makes sense, but it's a lot of fun.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we got a couple more of these to go. Let's get our next caller on, who is, I believe it is John M. Hey, John, are you there, sir?
COVID-19!
All right, you ready to try this out, John?
Yeah, let's try it.
I'm going to put you back on hold so that we get the proper audio and listen closely. Here we go.
How can I entice you? How can I ensnare you? What bait must I use to catch your love? I am your servant.
Ah, but the servant waits while the master baits.
Okay. I love that line. All right, we'll go to John. Hey, John.
Yeah.
Can you play it one more time?
All right, hang on just a second. Here we go.
How can I entice you? How can I ensnare you? What bait must I use to catch your love? I am your servant.
Ah, but the servant waits while the master baits.
All right. That's all you get, John. Any idea what movie that's from?
No idea.
All right, thanks, man. All right, I'll go next to Rick. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, man?
We are playing the Masters. Are you ready to try this?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Oh, young you do?
Young Frankenstein.
No.
Oh, man.
You've got the right, you got the right cast, but the wrong movie. Sorry about that, man. All right, thanks, Rick. All right, we'll go next to Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Morning, guys.
Morning. All right, Kevin, do you need to hear that audio again?
Nope, I already know what it is.
What is it?
It's History of the World, Part 1.
You are spot on, sir. Yay. Excellent. Hang on a second, Kevin. We got a prize for you.
We got a case of the Sly Fox Vulpulin IPA. It is bursting with citra and mosaic hops. It provides notes of stone fruit and mango. And you can order your favorite bites and brews at SlyFoxBeer.com. It's available for pickup at all Sly Fox locations.
You're not overestimating anything if you say that Madeline Kahn, one of the absolute greatest comedic actresses of all time, and in that movie alone, there are scenes where they're carrying her. And yeah. She yells at her. She goes, my tees are falling off. And just the little subtle things she does, the little side... The looks and
she's great.
She's just phenomenal. If you watch her, it's like how to do comedic acting. She's brilliant.
My brother got me that movie for Christmas when I was, I think, a freshman or sophomore in college, and I had never seen it before, and that became like regular viewing for me in school.
It's I think it's kind of overlooked now because the ones that still really shine or like, you know, Spaceballs and Young Frankenstein and Blazing Saddles and all that. But I loved that movie when and the guy's being let out of prison, and he's letting his birds go free. They're all dead. He's just throwing them out the window.
I want to go back also to The Last Dragon, because we had the cast list up there.
Yeah.
There was another name that I recognized. You guys know the name Mike Starr.
He's the lead singer of...
not him. Mike Starr is...
Of Steel Panther.
He's the henchman from...
Dumb and Dumber. He's great. I've always wanted to get him on the show.
He's dead now, right?
Yeah, he died.
When did he die? Let's check.
Here, go down. Nope, he's still alive.
Yay! All right. saved one.
Who died? There was somebody that I thought was in, who was a pivotal person in that movie that passed away. Well, maybe we've been...
Oh, you're talking about Charles Rocket.
Who's he?
The guy who is the he's the guy who is the sets up the whole plan.
Yeah, you're right. He was on SNL.
Right, that's right.
Okay, we got another one to go. How are we doing on time? We good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, let me go to Albert. Hey, Albert.
Hey, bitches, what's up?
Hey, we are playing the Masters in honor of the Masters being postponed, and we are doing our own version. You ready to try this out?
I sure am.
All right, we need the exact movie or TV show title. Wow. Here is the clip. I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go.
How are you feeling, Master?
I'll tell you how I'm feeling.
I'm the only astronaut in the program that needs a seeing eye dog.
Okay, all right. This one, let's see if Albert can get. Albert, any idea?
Oh, can you give it to me one more time? It was a little fuzzy.
Yep, hang on 1 second. One more time.
How are you feeling, Master?
I'll tell you how I'm feeling.
I'm the only astronaut in the program that needs a seeing eye dog.
All right. Let's see if you know. Albert, any idea what movie or TV show that's from?
I'm going to say Bewitched.
No.
Of all the choices.
I know. Yeah. Let me go to Gene. Hey, Gene.
Hey.
Hey, Gene. Did you hear the clip?
No, I didn't.
Hang on a second.
Listen. I
did. He didn't. Here we go.
How are you feeling, Master?
I'll tell you how I'm feeling.
I'm the only astronaut in the program that needs a seeing eye dog.
All right. That joke just gets funnier every time. Gene, do you have any idea what movie or TV show that's from?
Movie or TV show?
Where?
Well,
60 Minutes.
I am.
Say it again.
Way older than me. I said that's older than me. I can't figure that one out.
How old are you, Gene?
50.
No.
You ought to know it.
Come on.
All right, we're going to let you go if you don't know that. All right. But thanks, Gene.
I don't know.
All right, I'll see you later.
That reminded me of the game show blooper.
Relax, I'm going to pee on it.
This one right here.
Okay, John.
All right, never mind.
I want to keep going.
Let's move on.
Kevin, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, you guys rock.
Thank you, right. Kevin. Do you know what movie or TV show that's from?
Yeah, that's I Dream of Jeannie.
Of course.
Yes!
You always called him Master.
I bet you just the sound alone of her blinking would be enough.
At the beginning?
Yeah.
That's
it?
Yep. All right, what do we got for him, Case?
All right, we got a case of Sly Fox, Volpulin IPA. It is bursting with Citra and Mosaic hops. You can order your favorite bites and brews. Did I say something wrong?
No, I'm just thinking about the bit going.
Okay. You can order your favorite bites and brews at SlyFoxBeer.com. Available for pickup at all Sly Fox locations.
Did I say something funny?
We'll play it now.
I just didn't want to do it in the middle
of that.
So this was, these are bloopers from the Newlywed Game.
Yeah, go classics. Ahead,
Case. Okay, gentlemen, 5-point question. What will your wife say is your favorite vitamin? Ed, what will your wife say is your favorite vitamin?
Favorite vitamin? Well, she likes videotaping me having sex with animals and then setting bums on fire.
He didn't know what a vitamin was.
No, but the guy's voice sounded like this. All right. We'll go next to... Well, this is our last one. All right, Al, are you there?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah, bud, we're playing the Masters. You ready to try it?
Yeah, give it to me, man.
All right, here is a movie or a TV show with the word master in it. Name the movie or TV show. Here we go.
Yes, master.
All right, let's go back to Al. Al, what do you think, man?
Got to hear it one more time?
Yeah. Hang on. Here we go.
Yes, master.
All right.
That is Return of the Jedi, my man.
That is not.
What?
You got to get the right movie.
I've never heard anybody freak like that. Thank you. Thank you for that. Oh, my God.
I touched my face 140 times today.
Oh, sorry, man. Buddy. All right. We'll see him. I want to hear his reaction again. That was excellent. Let me go to Tony. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Do you need to hear that clip again?
I don't think so, but I don't know if I know the exact movie it's from.
Yeah, that's the tough part, but let's see if you can take a guess. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say Revenge of the Sith.
You got it, dude! Yes! Yay! Nice work! Revenge of the Sith, and what do we have for him, Case?
All right, for you, we have 1917 on Blu-ray. It won the Golden Globe for Best Motion Picture.
All right, that's nice. Let's hear that one more time.
Yes, Master.
I couldn't have pinpointed that exact movie just from Yes, Master.
I could have because of the music, a little bit of the music that that comes before it, because that's when he's post-incinerated.
Mm-hmm.
He gets his... stuff is all of his appendages put on, and he's raised up. And yes, master.
Nice. All right, so Steve, thanks for doing that.
Nice. Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah. This is our version of the Masters on the Preston and Steve Show. We do need to take another break, and I would like to remind you, we got another shot of $500 coming up with MMR's Rock Refund. We have reinstituted taking the videos, your audition process for Isolation Idol. If you have some kind of audio entertainment, if it's musical, whatever it is, we want to see a video of you playing, and you may end up on the show next week doing it live, as everybody is performing in their homes more often in this day and age that we are currently living in.
We may be creating the next superstar, Preston, or at least mimic the track record of American Idol itself, which really doesn't do that at all.
That's true, too. Thank you. We'll take a break and be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Back in the olden days, about 5 years ago, your only options to keep listening to WMMR when you got home would be to drive your car into your living room or turn on something called a radio. But now, through modern technology, the smart speaker that's secretly collecting data on you...
What did you say?
...can also stream WMMR. Just tell Alexa or Google to open MMR, and magically we'll come streaming into your home. Plus, it may help distract your device from becoming self-aware. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
We're going to do the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
B-File this morning brought to you by Mulchworks of Aston. Mulchworks of Aston offers highest quality mulch and topsoil manufactured on-site along with leaf compost, decorative stone, pavers, and more. Mulchworks sells to residential and commercial markets with delivery and pickup available. Visit mulchthis.com to view all products or call their helpful staff to place an order.
I need mulch.
They can take care of it.
Check that out.
A New Jersey dentist has resurrected his infamous display of female mannequins in sultry skivvies and rabbit ears ahead of Easter Sunday. In a symbolic sign of the times, the man added must-have face masks to the bunny babes amid the pandemic. Dr. Wayne Ganji, I think I reported on this last year, isn't taking any chances with his divisive decor this year, installing caution tape and no trespassing signage around the controversial display on the lawn of his Clifton Dental office. With safety in numbers, the dentist has also doubled the number of figures. Last year, the eye-popping exhibit caused a commotion when a frustrated neighbor destroyed the, quote, disgusting display with garden shears.
It's disgusting.
Ganji claimed the damage cost between $500 and $1,000, rousing him to file a restraining order against the neighbor. While some have condemned the display as sacrilegious, Ganji alleges that the Playboy Bunny-inspired presentation is only a spoof, one that never intended to attack Easter. The dentist also goes all out with outdoor decor at his office for holidays like Halloween, Christmas, and St. Patrick's Day, though vandals have also attempted to damage those displays as well.
He's getting in a lot of trouble for this stuff.
Yeah. Teachers have always extended themselves to the max to help reach their students and help them learn. Now, adding the element of distance learning and not being able to work with their students in the classroom as dedicated educators looking for even more creative ways to make a difference. Ben Wall, a fourth grade teacher, is sacrificing his stomach or at least his taste buds to help his students learn at home. I think this is a great idea. So teachers will sometimes do these challenges to get kids to do like a reading.
Yes. Yeah. Know, yeah,
so
yeah.
Read a number of books, X number of books and so on. Well, he created what he called the smoothie challenge before spring break to encourage children to participate in instruction at home. Students who turned in all of their work for the week could provide an ingredient for his smoothie.
Wow. So that can be just about anything, right?
It's a solid idea. Yeesh. Students got into the challenge, they completed their work, and they were also creative in the ingredients that Wall was to include in his smoothie blend. The items included bananas, popcorn, strawberries, tuna, including the water in the can, wow, Brussels sprouts, cream corn, bread, black beans, mayonnaise, and imitation butter.
There's another teacher that if the students completed all of their assignments, he would be a humiliation cuck.
Oh, that's good of him to do that.
I mean, isn't that wild?
So Wall added milk to this, which, mind you, it has tomato and cream corn and black beans and mayonnaise and all the stuff in it. To help blend the concoction, and he did not enjoy the smoothie, but he recorded drinking it for his students. The worst part, the first video did not work, so he had to do it twice.
I love that. That's great.
He said it was chunky, but not very tasty, but he managed to do that. A St. Paul man is accused of unintentionally killing his mother after authorities say he gave her a dose of heroin to help her sleep after her surgery.
Oh, my God. Here he is. He's trying to take care of his mom, and now the law is coming down on him.
Police responded to a residence after Franklin Martin Nelson called 911 to report an overdose.
You go to your go to bed, and I'm going to warm up your heroin.
Officers arrived to find medics working on Nelson's 56-year-old mother, Sherry Ann Switz, and a syringe on the floor. Two bottles of Narcan were nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson's speech was slurred and he vomited while telling police that he had given his mother a bump of heroin around 5 a.m. that morning because she was having trouble sleeping after rotator cuff surgery. This is according to the complaint charging Nelson with third-degree murder, by the way. He reportedly said he used a syringe in the basement to shoot up after giving his mother the drugs, and then he fell asleep.
Look, did I make all the right decisions? No.
When he woke up, he said he heard Switz gurgling and called 911 before attempting CPR and giving her two shots of Narcan to try to reverse the overdose. Medics' attempts to resuscitate her for about 30 minutes, and it did not work. Switz was pronounced dead.
So,
wow. Just horrible. Horrible. All right, and then we'll do one more story, and then we will wrap it up. New Jersey authority. Actually, I could do two more because we still got to got to do the word here. New Jersey authorities filed criminal charges against a Florida man who allegedly made a series of calls to local pizza restaurants, placing huge fake orders on behalf of the local police and other first responders, and then using subsequent calls to scream racial epithets. South Brunswick.
When was this going on?
Recently, South Brunswick police said Sudeep Ketani of Orlando allegedly committed more than a dozen instances of fraud. He was calling pizza joints in New Jersey for some reason. And multiple pizzerias lost thousands of dollars on giant orders placed and then never picked up or paid for.
This is at a time when they can't afford to be screwed around with like this.
At least one restaurant closed after losing substantial money on a fake order.
Come on.
In multiple cases, authorities said Ketani allegedly screened vulgar and racist abuse at Italian employees of the restaurants, wishing the coronavirus on them and telling them to go back to Italy.
If only he could use his vulgar racism to support local businesses.
Police said that they are working with authorities in Florida to find him. He is currently on probation for selling fake tickets to Walt Disney World. He faces theft charges in New Jersey, and police are looking at whether he could face bias and harassment charges as well. So they're going to
sounds like a sweetheart.
Find this guy. All right, one more story, and then we will wrap it up. Let's go with this one. A woman ordered 76 different types of breakfasts on the first day of post-lockdown Wuhan as she tried to make up for what she had missed during the quarantine. The customer ordered a menu of breakfast for each day of the quarantine, which was 76. The social media footage shows a delivery worker ordering the items at a breakfast restaurant before carrying bags of food on his shoulders. The delivery guy in the restaurant named Fu requested the order at 6:33 a.m. on the first day of unlocked Wuhan, and it took Fu an hour to complete the order as most restaurants still remain closed. He said, "I haven't gotten guazao in more than 2 months," or the customer had said that. "I'm so happy that Wuhan lifted the lockdown." Now, guazao, according to the article, is a local phrase commonly used to describe eating breakfast, as Wuhan is known for its vibrant food culture.
76 separate items?
Yeah. "After this meal, our life will be better and better."
Yeah, you'll be in the toilet for 5 months.
The resident then shared the food with her family and neighbors.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Oh, that makes sense then. I thought she was ingesting it all herself, which would have been disgraceful.
That is what I have in the bizarre file for you. All right. Let's see. We are roughly about a minute away from official time to give you the special word to submit, and I will do that in a moment. I will also take this second to remind you about Isolation Idol. We are taking your entries. If you have been practicing your talents at home, if you have an audio talent of some type, one that we can hear, because you will have to perform live on the radio next week if you are one of our chosen through the audition process, and you can be an instrumentalist, a vocalist, whatever it is. And we need a short audition video. Now, when you do come on the air with us, if you end up being one of the chosen to be in the contest next week, we're going to keep the performances to about 30 seconds long, so keep that in mind. We have the details at PrestonandSteve.com. Each morning next week, we're going to showcase multiple acts during the Daily Isolation Idol segment. We will choose two top contestants from that day to move on to our finals, which will be determined by a fan vote that will begin February, April 17th. So we're kind of slapping this together, but listen, our whole lives over the past few weeks have been slapping things together.
Well, I was slapping things at home last night. I tell you, though, we're going to put everything on the line here. And I think we'll do all the perfunctory, you know, crying over the performances and the background stories. Will probably be some sort of veiled, playful sexuality, you know, like between Simon and Paula.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. All that stuff that nauseates you about the actual shows, we'll incorporate it into our thing.
Winner gets $500 cash, only one person per entry. We're not doing duets and things like
that,
okay?
Come on, man.
Must be 18 or older. PrestonandSteve.com. All right, it's time to do it.
93.3 WMMR. Now, your rock refund keyword.
And it's perfect because the word is luck. Let's see how lucky you are. Send that word over to us, luck. L-U-C-K, and you have until 15 minutes after the hour to do so. Three ways for you to enter that word. You can do it via text at our special contest short code number, which is 45911. Or to be automatically entered for the $10,000 grand prize, enter on the MMR mobile app or at WMMR.com. One random entry wins $500 in this company-wide contest. That person will get a call from Beasley, so be sure to answer your phone. Contest rules available at WMMR.com and is sponsored by A&T Subaru and Chevy in Sellersville. Again, the word is luck, and we wish you that. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Love MMR? Buy some gear. Check out the Rock Shop at WMMR.com. Snazzy.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Real quick before we do anything, I did have an email that I got. Let me see. I just thought this was kind of nice. It says, hey, guys, I wanted to send a quick note of thanks, thanking you for the birthday video on Friday.
Aww.
It made me smile and made my day so much brighter. And thank you for postponing your vacations to keep us all distracted with your silliness. As for the quarantine began, I had surgery, abdominoplasty, with liposuction, to be exact. Over 7 years ago, I had a gastric sleeve surgery and lost 80 pounds. Recently lost another 18 pounds. It was time to have the extra skin and fat around my middle removed. At the time the surgery was scheduled, I had no idea what was going to be going on in the world. It's been over a month since surgery, and it's been a slow recovery. Ever since I went through chemo, I'm allergic to narcotics, and I had a Novocaine drip in my abdomen the first few days. Mostly it's been Advil for the pain.
Oh, my God.
And listening to the podcast has been getting me through the boring days. I mean, you can only watch so much Doctor Who and Star Trek. thanks, sir, for keeping me entertained and laughing, even when it hurts too much to laugh. Stay safe, and that is love from Donna Marie Rosado. So thank you, Donna.
She's awesome.
Hopefully, if you are if you're a VIP member at WMMR, and your birthday rolls around, you get a special little message from the staff. It is kind of fun. I went back and watched it because somebody had reminded me about that, and I went and watched the video that we made. I'm like, you know what? That was a lot of fun to do.
It is nice. It's a nice, and again, if you do become a member that way, a VIP member, you're not bombarded with emails. You're not, you just get the information that you need.
Yep.
And you get fun stuff like that, like the birthday wish.
Yeah, you get, pre-sale information and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. So, I'm glad you're enjoying that. We're going to do today's lesson question, and we are going to give away, what do we have here? A digital download of Doolittle with Robert Downey Jr. And the question that I have for you is, what does Allison Williams require in every one of her movies and TV roles?
God. It's true.
What kind of a scene? 215-263-WMMR. Okay, so what does Allison Williams require in every one of her movies and TV roles? What kind of a scene? 215-263-WMMR. If you know, call. And while you are calling, we will do this.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, let's get some stories. What's up, Steve?
Well, German actor Dieter Laser, known as the deranged doctor in the cult classic The Human Centipede, has passed away at 78. Ironically, Laser got his start as the romantic lead in the German version of the soap opera As the World Turns, which was called As the World Turns with Your Face Sewn to My Ass.
Oh, right. My God.
Jada Pinkett Smith revealed, quote, something very personal on Friday's episode of her Red Table Talk, saying her left eye is a bit smaller than her right eye. Wow, I never noticed that, said Charla Nace, who famously had her face ripped off by a chimpanzee. And finally, known as the Mountain on Game of Thrones, Hathor Julius Bjornsson announcing that he and his wife, Kelsey Henson, are expecting their first child together. Hathor had even more good news, saying doctors believe they will finally be able to remove Kelsey from his penis. Wow. And that's your Hollywood track.
All right, let's find out what does Allison Williams require in every one of her movies and TV roles. And I will go to Jason. Hi, Jason. How you doing?
Good. Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, Jason. So what does Allison Williams require in every one of her movies and TV roles?
A butt-munching scene.
A butt-munching scene.
You got it, buddy.
Hang on, Jason, because we have for you a digital download of Doolittle, starring Robert Downey Jr. in the hilarious new reimagining of a classic tale about the man who can talk to animals. Embark on an epic journey... And bring home the movie All the Animals Are Talking About, available now on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD. There you go. All right, music news. Here we go.
Now, Preston and Steve's music news on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah!
Brought to you by A.D. Moyer Lumber, and all locations remain open to provide your building material and hardware needs. And are focused, by the way, on customer and staff safety. Call or email ahead for curbside pickup or delivery. You can find them at admoyer.com. admoyer.com. This is nice to see. U2 is doing their part to help their homeland with a donation of a whopping $10.9 million.
Wow!
To help Ireland's fight against the coronavirus.
$10 million.
Well done.
It's our pleasure.
And People.com reported that Bono, The Edge, Larry Mullen Jr., and Adam Clayton made the contribution to, quote, aid with the sourcing and purchasing of personal protective equipment in Ireland, with some of the money going to the first responders dealing with patients on the front lines. On Wednesday, the first batch of medical supplies purchased with the band's contribution arrived at Dublin Airport and included 40 ventilators as part of the package. So, very
is that
cool.
Is that song that I, that sad song that I recorded, is it finally released?
It's a good question. If so,
Empty Streets of Dublin or whatever the hell it was called.
If so, I don't know on what platform you can find it. Case is going to look it up for you. David Draiman has been getting a lot of praise for his vocal performance on Disturbed's version of The Sound of Silence. And this weekend, he swapped tweets with Russell Crowe, referring to a new fan-created music video focusing on the pandemic. The Oscar-winning actor tweeted, perhaps the greatest rock vocal ever.
Russell Crowe said that?
Yeah. And the band returned with a simple thank you, Russell Crowe, and included a prayer emoji. And this isn't the first time that Crowe has inserted his comments about that particular track. Back in 2016, he stated, every now and then someone comes along and redefines genius.
So I
think it's good, but, you know, well, okay. Russell's got a different set of standards, I guess.
It's second only to We've Got Tonight.
Disturbed's studio version of The Sound of Silence went number one on the Billboard Hard Rock and Mainstream Rock charts.
It's very dirgy. It has, you know, and listen, it is a solid performance, but if you want to bring a root, like, it's the kind of song Nick would use at a frat party. Right. That sort of down, bring the room down sort of song.
Well, it doesn't have the harmonies that the original one does. That's what throws me off about it.
Yes, you're right. It's sort of sheared down to nothing. It's like a post foreskin removal penis.
Yeah.
Steve way to put it.
Metallica drummer Lars Ulrich is spending his safer at home time with his family. They're waiting.
Turns out I don't like them.
They're waiting out the coronavirus,
COVID-19,
by playing a lot of board games. Over this weekend, he posted a selfie on Instagram of him along with his wife and three sons sitting around a Ludo board game.
Ludo?
Yeah, I don't know Ludo.
Ludo?
And played Quarantine Ludo Party, hashtag wanna.
I got news for you. I don't care who sunk my battleship.
Metallica has been largely out of the public eye since last fall when the band canceled an Australian tour and announced that James Hetfield was returning to rehab.
What is Ludo? Has anybody ever heard of that game?
Never heard of it.
L-U-D-O is how that is spelled.
I looked it up. It's derived from Parcheesi, I guess.
Oh, I hate Parcheesi.
Oh, no, Pachisi.
Pachisi?
Yeah, sorry. I read it wrong, but the Indian game called Pachisi, but it's, well, it says here it's simpler than Pachisi, so.
There we go. For the idiots who can't do Pachisi, I'm looking at the board here.
It looks a lot like a Parcheesi board.
I'm getting vertigo just looking at this board.
It kind of looks like sorry.
Yes!
Kind of, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
You'll be sorry, all right. Yeah.
All right, Axl Rose has been outspoken in the past about politicians, and over the weekend he blasted Kentucky Senator Rand Paul for criticizing the measures that the state is putting in place to prevent the spread of
COVID-19.
Governor Andy Beshear had warned Kentuckians that they'd be forced to self-quarantine for 14 days if they attended in-person Easter church services due to the risk of spread. In response, Senator Rand Paul posted this comment that said, taking license plates at church, quarantining someone for being Christian on Easter Sunday, someone needs to take a step back here. And in response, Axel fired back, step back. As usual, Rand Paul needs to step off.
Whoa! Oh. No, he didn't.
He did.
I bring this up because this is the first time that Axel has posted anything online since February.
And they should have posted an angry picture of him with a lobster bib.
Ah.
Yeah.
Senator Paul, by the way, was diagnosed with
COVID-19
a few weeks ago and was criticized by other senators when he had to go into quarantine because he had not told them that he had been tested. Skillet has launched a video game called Save Me. It's themed with the band's latest track.
Is it like Ludo?
And music video of the same name, probably. In the game, each of the band members are characters that fans can select and play as. Once a character is selected, the characters run through a maze where players are meant to avoid various aspects seen in the Save Me music video.
Hmm.
Last week, Skillet premiered the music video for Save Me on the band's YouTube channel and hosted a question and answer session with over 10,000 fans. The video has already garnered millions of views.
So they answered 10,000 questions?
I guess they had to do that.
They're very cool people. They're nice. They have a positive outlook.
I agree.
Though they did admit that they worship the devil, which I thought was kind of weird. Totally contrary to what they do. But
yeah.
They said, you know, just for outward appearances, they get a broader audience.
No, they were a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're great.
They're really sweet. And sound really great. He's got this unique, weird raspiness in his voice. That
it's like, I should go to bed. I praise the Lord Jesus Christ, our Father.
You know what? I'm glad you said that because I failed to mention, I've only mentioned it a couple times, that intern Ben won the Daily Rush Man.
Yay!
Intern Ben's video. He beat out Fart, yeah. But anyhow, one last story. Paul McCartney's handwritten lyrics for the Beatles' 1968 chart topper Hey Jude sold at auction to an anonymous buyer for $910,000.
Wow.
The sale.
Wow, anonymous buyer.
Yeah, via Julian's Auctions on April 10th fell on the 50th anniversary of Paul's announcement that he had left the Beatles.
There is a rumor that it was Mario Lopez who purchased it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you start that rumor right now?
Right here, right now.
Among the big-selling Fab Four items were also Ringo Starr's bass drum head used during the group's first North American tour in 1964. Dude, I would love to have that.
Who? There was the original, I don't know if I'm remembering this correctly, Preston. You reported on this guy who was obviously a multi-millionaire who had the original kit.
Yeah, he has one of Ringo's drum kits.
Like from the Ed Sullivan Show.
He owns a sports team. And he collects rock memorabilia. He has got some of the most impressive things in his collection, Nick.
Is it that Jim Irsay guy, Casey? I think he owns the Colts, maybe?
That's it. He owns the Colts. You're right. And, Steve, he's got essentially a museum worth of rock memorabilia.
Wow.
And he buys the big, big stuff. So this drum head went for $200,000.
Would you pay that for the drum head?
I can't pay that.
If you had the $200,000.
Yeah, I would, because those things are just going to continue to appreciate value, you know. And also a sketch of John Lennon's declaring bagism, which was used during one of his and Yoko Ono's famed 1969 bed-ins.
We're having a bed-in.
That sold for $93,750.
We're supporting bagism.
And a script page for the Beatles' 1967 Hello Goodbye promo film featuring ideas from the group. Longtime roadie Mal Evans brought in $83,000.
We're sitting in bed to protest.
Mm-hmm. You guys left to go to the bathroom, right?
I just did it right here.
Why? I just was questioning whether or not they ever got out of bed.
Oh, I thought you were asking us directly.
Steve. You said you guys
yes.
left to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I was
right?
in character, and you asked me as the character.
Oh.
I get it.
I'm like, where are you going with this?
No, actually, we've been crapping in the bed ever since it started.
Yeah. All right, and there you
they
go.
They did. They had to go. Obviously, they were in an apartment or a condo or something, and they would get up to go to the bathroom. But the whole idea, I remember they did a couple of them.
Yeah.
And that is what I have in music news. And we'll take another break and come back in a moment. Get ready for the letter of the day, word of the week. So do not go far, because we will have that for you next.
Small businesses are the backbone of our local communities. And right now, they could use our help. Introducing WMMR's Operation Shop Local, encouraging you to buy a gift card from your local business to use in the future. But the cash you spend helps the business right now during a rough time. You can also make a difference patronizing businesses offering home delivery or curbside pickup. If you run a local business, go to WMMR.com and list your business in our directory of available goods and services. Operation Shop Local is a free service. WMMR is promoting this local business directory for our listeners to review and support. Support when possible. We're all in this together. A message in the community interest from the Beasley Media Group and WMMR.
When Pierre gets in here, he's going to fire that thing back up at noon with your next opportunity. And then it happens at 2, and then it happens at 4, and at 6, and at 8. Man, don't miss this opportunity to win that money. I know we could all use a little extra right about now, so that's one of the reasons we're doing it. I would like to thank a couple of people. Mr. Guy Triano from the Red Cross who called
in.
Yeah. We have officially moved the I Bleed for Preston and Steve blood drive. It was planned for June 20th. That is not going to happen. So we are going to try and push things back to August at some point, mainly as Guy was telling us, because of the sheer size of it. It's not just a blood drive. It's an event.
Yes,
and
there's nothing like it.
Yeah, so he you know, obviously that many people we're going to have that. That's an issue right now. However, your neighborhood, your community blood drives are still okay to go to. It's usually just a handful of people that are there at a time. They're taking safety precautions. I donated just recently. Steve, you're going to donate. If I can do it again before a blood drive, I will. I'm going to do the math and figure that out. But they need it. They absolutely need it. So help out if you can. But we're going to... we're going to push for some time in August. You can go to redcrossblood.org to find out where your local blood drive is.
You'd be surprised how much blood is required for certain procedures. And there's a cancer doctor who is talking about the amount of blood that they use when they're treating patients. And also saying that from the world of cancer therapy, immunotherapy, the stuff that they're doing now in cancer research, that they're finding out that that might have a strong application to the treatment of the coronavirus. So we have all these different things in play, but, you know, you as one thing is being tended to, you don't want the others to suffer as well.
Exactly. And thank you to Billy Gardell.
Yeah!
For being on the show. Billy's such a nice guy. He's got such a great heart, too. And speaking of hearts, Bob Hard's Ibishola is his show. It's on tonight at 8:30 on CBS. So I want to thank him. And then I want to thank Tricia. Or Tricia, do you want to thank us?
I want to thank you so much.
Why? Why are you thanking us?
I just won $500.
Yay! Holy hell!
She did it!
It just doesn't stop!
And the word was luck, right, Tricia?
Absolutely, and I won it with a bunch of luck.
Yeah.
I've done it a million times and I never won.
And finally, listen, you've stuck with it, and it finally happened, and I'm sure we could use a little bit of luck right now. Where are you from, Tricia?
Williamstown, New Jersey.
All right. And what are you doing these days? Are you able to work or are you staying at home? What's going on?
I work for an insurance company, so I get to work from home.
Okay.
Nice.
Still cranking it out at home. All right. Well, listen, we are so happy and for you, and we are glad that you choose MMR as your radio station. So we just hope you enjoy this $500 as a little token of thanks. From us and our sponsor, A&T Subaru and Chevy in Sellersville. So enjoy that, all right?
I will. Thank you so much.
You got it, that's Tricia!
Awesome. I love that.
How about that?
That says, so you take a crappy Monday, and $500 tends to make it a little brighter.
And about a...
so much brighter.
So much brighter!
About an hour and 25 minutes, your next shot at it, so get yourself set. I will also... we have an announcement. Should I announce this or just hand it over to Pierre?
Wait a second.
We were going to do it with him, but he's not here.
What
do
you think? Here!
Oh, okay.
All right, it's not me.
All right,
it's pretend me.
I guess I'll go ahead and do it.
Okay.
MMR is proud to announce the Dream Stream Concert Series.
Now, you're probably saying, what the hell is that?
You are saying, what the hell is that? Well, everybody is dying for the return of live music. In the meantime, we present what we're calling MMR's Dream Stream Concert Series. It is our best sessions of up-close and personal performances all the way from here in the Preston and Steve Studios to Ardmore Music Hall and Studio 4F. If it was a special MMR performance, we got it. We're going to play it. New performances will be released each Monday and Thursday. And our very first offering is the Dropkick Murphys.
Hey. Man, damn, we have some good live performances.
They recorded on January 4th, 2017. It was a Pierre Presents event at Ardmore. And you can just search Dream Stream at WMMR.com and start watching, because these are the video versions of that. So every Monday and Thursday, we are going to be releasing them. So we'll get you the details you need to know to view those. So we are happy to do that.
In addition to obviously you're getting to see it, the audio quality is always exemplary.
Precisely. I want to thank our sponsors. Preston and Steve Show has been brought.
What's happening?
We never got to do the letter of the day.
Oh, let's then let's do that. Okay. All right, so here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve Show. Brought to you today by the letter
A is an apple.
Hey! Wow.
A stranger from the north.
All right. A is an apple, and we have a $300 Duncan E gift card, and you can send a hero that you know a little thanks with a Duncan E gift card by visiting DuncanCoffeeBreak.com. For every gift card purchased, Duncan will donate $1 up to $100,000. To the Duncan Joy in Childhood Foundation emergency funds that will go straight to nonprofits helping families affected by coronavirus.
That's excellent.
And you can visit DuncanCoffeeBreak.com and send your hero a Duncan E gift card today. But we'll give away that $300 Duncan E gift card on Friday. So you need all the letters, so keep track of them. And let's find out what's coming up on today's Pierre Robert radio broadcast. What do you got, dude?
Well, we've got workforce blocks of Jefferson Airplane for Jack Cassidy, their bass player's birthday today. We've got Offspring and the Kinks. It's going to be a fun day.
I thought you said Jackassity.
Jackassity.
You and all your Jackassity around here.
I've had enough of your Jackassity.
I love it. Yes.
I concur.
Just invented right here. All right, let me thank our sponsors. Preston and Steve Show's brought to you today by Acme. You can now enjoy the convenience of ordering your groceries online and have them ready for pickup at a time convenient for you. And each item is selected and brought straight to your car. Order online at shop.acmemarkets.com. Also brought to you by Dunkin. Visit DunkinCoffeeBreak.com and send your hero a Dunkin' E gift card today. The President of Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. Tomorrow on the program, our buddy Doug Benson.
No-ho!
Haven't spoke to Doug in a little while. We'll see how he is faring in the world of the quarantine. That and a bunch of other stuff, I am sure of it. That is it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
Hey, moron, turn your headlights on when your windshield wipers are on and drain it. But stay small in Pennsylvania, you dumb.
Next message.
Hey, everybody, this is Intern Ben. I'm calling to thank you guys for voting for Intern Ben as a cheater in President's Daily Rush Madness. It is awesome to know that my video is up there with Casey's wrench dressing freakout. Love you guys.
Next message.
Do not throw your gloves on the ground, you goddamn numbskull.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.